Welcome to CleverDrivers.com.
Chapter 1, General Information. Disclaimer. This handbook provides a summary of the laws and regulations outlined in the California Vehicle Code, CVC, the Department of Motor Vehicles, DMV, law enforcement, and the courts follow the full and exact language of the CVC. You may view the CVC at leginfo.legislature.ca.gov or purchase a CVC book at any DMV field office. The CVC and DMV fees are available online at dmv.ca.gov. Fees listed in the California Driver Handbook are subject to change. This handbook is primarily for a basic class CDL. For detailed information on other DL types and endorsements, refer to various other California DMV handbooks, California Commercial Driver Handbook, Recreational Vehicles and Trailers Handbook, Ambulance Driver Handbook, California Parent Teen Training Guide, and California Motorcycle Handbook. DMV's function and vision. DMV is a state-level government agency whose two primary functions are to license California drivers and register vehicles within the state. However, DMV also maintains and oversees many other functions. DMV's vision is to be a trusted leader in delivering innovative services. This vision is supported by DMV's mission to proudly serve the public by licensing drivers, registering vehicles, securing identities, and regulating the motor vehicle industry. Accurate identification. The reliability, integrity, and confidentiality of all California DL ID cards are of prime concern to all levels of government, the private sector, and general public. It is critical that these documents be completely authenticated and accurate. California law requires that all customers who apply for an original California DL ID card or Real ID compliant DL ID card submit acceptable documents establishing their identity, Social Security number SSN, if eligible, and two California residency documents. Your true full name as shown on your identity document will appear on your DL ID card. Basic information. A California DL shows that you have been given permission by the state to drive on public roadways. You may apply for a DL at most DMV field offices. After you complete your application for a DL, pay the application fee, pass all applicable knowledge tests, show that your physical and/or mental condition is satisfactory, and demonstrate your ability to drive safely, a license may be issued and mailed to you. If you have a medical condition or a disability, DMV may require you to take a driving test. You may also have to provide a statement from your physician regarding your current health condition. It is a misdemeanor to drive in California with an expired DL. If you do, you may be cited, your vehicle may be impounded, and you may have to appear in court. Chapter 2, The California Driver License. Who must have a driver license? California residents. California residents who drive on public highways or use parking facilities that are open to the public must have a California DL, unless they are an officer or employee of the United States U.S. government operating a vehicle owned or controlled by the U.S. government on federal business, except when operating a commercial motor vehicle. Driving or operating implements of husbandry not operated or moved over a highway. Driving or operating an off-highway vehicle to cross a highway. California resident military personnel, U.S. Armed Forces. If you are out of state on active military duty and have a valid California DL, you and your spouse's California DL will be valid for the full time you are absent from California and for 30 days following your discharge date. If you are honorably discharged outside of California, carry both your DL and discharge or separation documents during those 30 days, CVC Section 12817. Call 1-800-777-0133 to obtain an extension of license for person in armed forces DL-236 card which extends your California DL. Note, your DL is not valid if it is suspended, canceled, or revoked. Non-resident military personnel stationed in California. If you are 18 years old or older, refer to the California Residents and Adults Visiting California sections in this handbook for additional information. Licensees eligible for military extensions should carry documentation from their home state to verify their status to law enforcement. New California Residents. When you become a California resident and you want to drive in California, you must apply for a California DL within 10 days. Residency is established in a variety of ways, including the following. Being registered to vote in California elections. Paying resident tuition at a California college or university. Filing for a homeowner's property tax exemption. Receiving any other privilege or benefit not ordinarily extended to non-residents. Adults visiting California. Visitors over 18 years old with a valid DL from their home state or country may drive in California without getting a California DL as long as their home state or country DL is valid. Safety for the aging driver. DMV has a handbook specifically for senior drivers. Visit dmv.ca.gov to view or download the Senior Guide for Safe Driving, DL625, call 1-800-777-0133 to request a copy be mailed, go to a local DMV field office, or contact the Senior Driver Ombudsman Program in your area. Los Angeles and Central Coast Counties 310-615-3552. Sacramento and Northern California Counties 916-657-6464. Orange and San Diego Counties 714-705-1588. San Francisco, Oakland, and Bay Areas 510-563-8998. Chapter 3, Obtaining a Driver License. When you apply for an original California DL, you must present acceptable documents establishing your identity, birthdate, residency, and provide your Social Security number, SSN, if eligible. When a document is required, with the exception of proof of residency, adhere to the following requirements. Provide a certified copy, or an unexpired original document. Provide a document containing an impressed seal or original stamped impression, if applicable. Do not provide a photocopy. A photocopy is acceptable for residency documents. Do not present self-laminated cards or documents. However, DMV may accept laminated or metal SSN cards. If you present a limited-term identity document, your DL ID card may expire on the same date as your identity document. If the name on your document is different from the name on your driver license and ID card application, you must also bring an acceptable true full name document. Your fingerprint, signature, and photograph will also be taken. Refer to the application requirements for a basic Class C driver license section on page 6. For any other DL ID card transaction, you must present photo identification. Examples of acceptable identity documents include, U.S. birth certificate, U.S. passport, U.S. Armed Forces ID cards, certificate of naturalization, permanent resident card, or a foreign passport with a valid I-94. The I-94 expiration date must be more than 2 months from the date you visit the field office. Examples of true full name verification documents include, adoption documents containing your legal name as a result of the adoption, name change documents containing your legal name both before and after, marriage certificate, certificate or registration document verifying the formation of a domestic partnership, or a dissolution of marriage, domestic partnership document containing your legal name as a result of the court order. Examples of acceptable residency documents include, home utility bill, including cell phone, insurance documents, California title or registration for a vehicle or vessel, or record of a financial institution, a parent, legal guardian, or child may use a birth certificate, and a spouse or domestic partner may use a marriage certificate or domestic partner registration certificate to connect their relationship to the individual to whom the acceptable residency documents were addressed. A complete list of acceptable documents is available at dmv.ca.gov. Real ID Act. How the Real ID Act impacts Californians. Beginning October 1, 2020, the federal government will require your DL ID card to be Real ID compliant if you wish to use it as ID to board an airplane for domestic flights or enter military bases and most federal facilities. If you have a U.S. passport, passport card, military ID, or another form of Transportation Security Administration, TSA, approved ID, these documents will still be accepted to board an airplane. The Federal Real ID Act of 2005 was passed in response to the events of 9/11. For more on the Real ID Act, visit the Department of Homeland Security website at dhs.gov. Do I need a Real ID? The Real ID compliant DL ID card is optional. If you have a valid U.S. passport, passport card, military ID, or other federally approved ID, you may use this as your form of ID to pass a TSA checkpoint at airports nationwide and visit a secure federal building or military installation at any time. If you know you will not be boarding a domestic flight or visiting a secure federal facility or military base, you do not need a Real ID compliant DL ID card. You do not need a Real ID compliant DL ID card to do any of the following: drive, vote, apply for or receive federal benefits, Veterans Affairs, Social Security Administration, SSA, etc. Enter a federal facility that does not require ID, for example, a post office. Visit a hospital or receive life-saving services. How do I prepare to apply for a Real ID card? To apply for a Real ID card, you must do the following. Provide proof of identity. Provide two California residency documents. Present proof of your SSN, if eligible. Note, you can request a replacement Social Security card online at ssa.gov. Note, refer to the DMV website for a complete list of acceptable Real ID compliant documents. Married, divorced, or name change. You may need to provide a name change document. A name change documents, such as a marriage certificate, may be required to issue a Real ID compliant DL ID card in your true full name. If the name on your identity document is different from the name you provided on your application, you must submit a document that establishes your true full name, for example an adoption document that contains the legal name as a result of adoption. Name change document that contains the legal name both before and after the name change. Marriage certificate. Certificate, declaration, or registration document verifying the formation of a domestic partnership. Dissolution of marriage, domestic partnership document that contains the legal name as a result of the court action. Application requirements for a basic Class C driver license. To apply for a Class C DL, you must submit a completed and signed driver license and ID card application, DL-44, EDL-44, form. The EDL-44 can be completed online in advance. Signing this form means you agree to submit to a chemical test to determine the alcohol or drug content of your blood when requested by a peace officer. If you refuse to sign this statement, DMV will not issue a permit or DL. Present an acceptable documents establishing your identity and birth date. Provide your true full name. Present an acceptable residency documents. Provide your SSN, if eligible, which will be electronically verified with the SSA. Pay a non-refundable application fee. The fee is good for 12 months. If all requirements are not met within 12 months, the application will no longer be valid and you must reapply. Allows you 3 attempts to pass each of the required knowledge tests. If you fail the knowledge test 3 times, the application is no longer valid and you must reapply. Allows you 3 attempts at the driving test. Important, if you fail the driving test, you must pay a retest fee for subsequent tests and schedule the driving test for another day. If you fail the driving test 3 times, the application will no longer be valid and you must reapply. Pass a vision test with or without corrective lenses, with visual acuity better than 20/200 in at least one eye without the use of a bioptic telescopic lens or similar bioptic device to meet the minimum vision acuity standard, CVC section 12805, 2. Have your photograph taken. Give a fingerprint scan. Sign your name. Note, please visit dmv.ca.gov for a complete list of DL application fees. Adults driver license requirements. If you are at least 18 years old and have never been licensed, you must meet the following criteria. Comply with the requirements for a driving permit. When you are ready, make an appointment to take the behind-the-wheel driving test. When you report for the driving test, bring your instruction permit with you. Pass the behind-the-wheel driving test. If you fail the test, you must pay a retest fee for a second or subsequent test and schedule a behind-the-wheel driving test for another day. If you have an out-of-state DL, you must complete all the steps required for an instruction permit. Bring your valid out-of-state DL to DMV, your out-of-state DL will be invalidated and returned to you unless you are applying for a commercial DL, CDL. Note, the behind-the-wheel driving test for holders of out-of-state or U.S. territory DLs are normally waived, however, DMV may require a behind-the-wheel driving test for any type of DL application. Behind-the-wheel driving tests are mandatory for out-of-country DL holders. Adults permit requirements. If you are at least 18 years old, meet the application requirements, and pass the required tests, you may be issued a California instruction permit. You must have an instruction permit while learning to drive. Your accompanying driver must be 18 years old or older and have a valid California DL. This person must be seated close enough to take control of the vehicle at any time. An instruction permit does not permit you to drive alone, not even to a DMV field office to take the driving test. If you want to obtain professional driver education and training, refer to the Driving Schools and Mature Driver Program sections on pages 23 and 24. To get a motorcycle permit, you must complete the application requirements. Submit a Certificate of Completion of the Motorcycle Training DL-389 form, if under 21 years old. Pass a knowledge test. Note, if you have a motorcycle permit, you cannot carry passengers, must ride during daylight hours only, and cannot ride on the freeway. Chapter 4, Driver License Classes. Class CDL. You may drive a two-axle vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of 26,000 pounds, LBS, or less. Three-axle vehicle weighing 6,000 pounds, or less gross. House car 40 feet or less in length. Three-wheel motorcycle with two wheels located in the front or back. Vanpool vehicle designed to carry more than 10 persons, but no more than 15 persons, including the driver. Note, a driver of a vanpool may operate with a Class C license but shall possess evidence of a medical examination required for a Class B license when operating vanpool vehicles. In the vanpool vehicle, the driver must keep a statement, signed under penalty of perjury, that they have not been convicted of reckless driving, drunk driving, or hit and run in the last 5 years, CVC Section 12804.9, J. You may tow a single vehicle with a GVWR of 10,000 pounds, or less, including a tow dolly, if used with a vehicle weighing 4,000 pounds, or more unladen, you may tow a trailer coach or fifth-wheel travel trailer under 10,000 pounds, GVWR when towing is not for compensation. Fifth-wheel travel trailer exceeding 10,000 pounds, but under 15,000 pounds, GVWR, when towing is not for compensation, and with endorsement. A farmer or employee of a farmer may drive any combination of vehicles with a GVWR of 26,000 pounds, or less, if used exclusively in agricultural operations and not for hire or compensation. Note: Class C licensees may not tow more than one vehicle. A passenger vehicle, regardless of weight, may not tow more than one vehicle. A motor vehicle under 4,000 pounds, unladen weight may not tow any vehicle weighing 6,000 pounds, or more gross, CVC Section 21715-B. Other classes of DLs, endorsements are Non-commercial Class A, Non-commercial Class B, Commercial Class A, Commercial Class B, Commercial Class C, Motorcycle Class M1, Motorcycle Class M2. Commercial endorsements include doubles, triples, hazardous materials, passenger transportation, tank vehicle, ambulance driver certificate, school bus endorsement, tow truck driver certificate, verification of transit training certificate, farm labor vehicle certificate, firefighter endorsement. Note, commercially licensed firefighters must submit a medical examination report MER form MCSA 5875, and medical examiner's certificate MEC form MCSA 5876. Non-commercially licensed firefighters may submit a self-certifying health questionnaire DL-546. Chapter 5, The Examination Process. Where to take the tests? You may take the knowledge, vision, and behind-the-wheel driving tests at most DMV field offices that provide DL services. To save time, make an appointment at dmv.ca.gov or call 1-800-777-0133 during normal business hours. Note, knowledge and vision tests are required when you apply for an original DL or upgrade to a different class of DL. DMV examinations. Your DL examinations include a vision test, bring your eyeglasses or wear contact lenses if required for driving. A knowledge test. DMV utilizes an automated touchscreen terminal, TST, to administer the knowledge test. A behind-the-wheel driving test, if required. For the driving test, you must have an appointment and bring your old DL or instruction permit, if you have one. A licensed driver age 18 years old or older with a valid California DL. Proof that the vehicle is properly insured. Important, if you use a rental vehicle, the driving test applicant must be listed on the rental contract. The contract must not exclude driving tests. A vehicle that is safe to drive, and has valid registration, the vehicle's brake lights, horn, parking brake, and turn signals must work properly. The vehicle cannot have bald tires, which would have less than 1/32 inch tread depth in any two adjacent grooves. The driver's side window must roll down. The windshield must allow a full unobstructed field of vision for you and the examiner. There must be at least two rear view mirrors, one must be on the left outside of the vehicle. You will be asked to locate the controls for the vehicle's headlights, windshield wipers, defroster, and emergency flashers. You must demonstrate how to use the parking brake. Note, the behind-the-wheel driving test will be rescheduled if the vehicle does not meet the above requirements or if you refuse to use your seat belt during the driving test. Technology, such as backup cameras and self-parking, cannot solely be used on a driving test. For your safety, no pets or passengers, other than the DMV examiner or other authorized personnel, are permitted in the vehicle during your driving test. For more information, refer to the Preparing for Your Driving Test FFDL 22 Fast Facts brochure, DMV videos, and sample tests available at dmv.ca.gov. Cheating. The use of testing aids is strictly prohibited. This includes, but is not limited to, the California Driver Handbook, cheat sheets, and/or electronic communication devices such as a cell phone, handheld computer, etc. If any testing aid is used during the knowledge test will be marked as a failure, and action may also be taken by DMV against your driving privilege or the driving privilege of anyone else who assists you in the examination process. Chapter 6, Special Section, Minors. Minors Permit Requirements. A minor is a person under 18 years old. Minors must have their applications for a DL or any change of DL class signed by their parents or legal guardians. If both parents, guardians have joint custody, both must sign. Note, minors may not work as a driver for pay and they may not drive a school bus containing pupils. To get a permit you must be at least 15 and a half years old. Complete the driver license and ID card application, DL44, EDL44, form. Have your parents or legal guardians sign the application. Note, you can fill out the driver license and ID card application online, and your parents or legal guardians can sign the form electronically. Pass the knowledge test. If you fail the test, you must wait 7 days, 1 week, not including the day the test was failed, before retaking the test. If you are 15 and a half minus 17 and a half years old, you will need to provide proof that you completed driver education, Certificate of Completion of Driver Education, OR. Are enrolled and participating in an approved integrated driver education, driver training program, certificate of enrollment in an integrated classroom, driver education and driver training program. For more information, refer to the provisional licensing, FFDL 19, Fast Facts brochure at dmv.ca.gov. The provisional permit is not valid until you start your behind-the-wheel driver training with an instructor or reach 17 and a half years old. If you have a permit and plan to drive outside of California, check licensing requirements in that state or country. Note, if you are at least 17 and a half years old, you may obtain a permit without completing driver education or driver training. However, you cannot get a DL before you are 18 years old. Minors permit restrictions. Your permit is not valid until you begin driver training. Your instructor will sign the permit to validate it. You must practice with a licensed California driver, parent, guardian, driving instructor, spouse, or adult 25 years old or older. The person must sit close enough to you to take control of the vehicle at any time. A provisional permit does not allow you to drive alone at any time, not even to a DMV field office to take a driving test. Minors driver license requirements. You must be at least 16 years old. Prove that you have completed both driver education and driver training. Have had a California instruction permit or an instruction permit from another state for at least 6 months. Refer to the out-of-state minors section on page 15. Provide parents or guardians' signatures on your instruction permit certifying that you have completed 50 hours of supervised driving practice. 10 hours must be night driving, as outlined in the California Parent Teen Training Guide, DL-603. Visit the teen website at dmv.ca.gov or call 1-800-777-0133 to request this booklet. Pay a non-refundable application fee. Note, the fee is good for 12 months. If all requirements are not met within 12 months, the application is no longer valid and you must reapply. Pass each of the required knowledge tests. If you fail the knowledge test 3 times, the application is no longer valid and you must reapply. Pass the driving test within 3 attempts. Important, if you fail the driving test, you must pay a retest fee, schedule a subsequent test, and wait 14 days, 2 weeks, not including the day the test was failed before you are retested. If you fail the driving test 3 times, the application is no longer valid and you must reapply. Once you have your provisional DL, you may drive alone, as long as you do not have any collisions or traffic violations on your driving record. During the first 12 months after you are licensed, you cannot drive between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. and cannot transport passengers under 20 years old, unless accompanied by a California licensed parent or guardian, a California licensed driver 25 years old or older, or a licensed or certified driving instructor. When you become 18 years old, the provisional part of your DL ends. You may keep your provisional photo DL or pay a fee for a duplicate DL without the word provisional. Exceptions: minors driver license restrictions. The law allows the following exceptions when reasonable transportation is not available and it is necessary to drive: a signed note explaining the necessity to drive and the date when this driving necessity will end must be kept in your possession. For the following exceptions, emancipated minors are excluded from this requirement. Medical necessity to drive when reasonable transportation alternatives are inadequate, the note must be signed by a physician with the diagnosis and probable date of recovery. Schooling or school-authorized activity, the note must be signed by the school principal, dean, or designee. Employment necessity and the need to operate a vehicle as part of your employment, the note must be signed by the employer verifying employment. The necessity to drive an immediate family member, the note must be signed by your parents or legal guardians, stating the reason and probable end date of the necessity to drive the immediate family member. Exception: these requirements do not apply to an emancipated minor. Emancipated minors must provide DMV with court documents showing that the court has granted a petition for emancipation and provide a California Insurance Proof Certificate SR-22, SR-1P form in lieu of their parents' or guarantor signatures. Emancipated minors are not exempt from the Integrated Driver Education and Driver Training Program requirements. Out-of-state minors. All out-of-state minor applicants must comply with the application requirements outlined in the Application Requirements for a Basic Class C Driver License section on page 6 and must have parents or legal guardian's signature on the driver license and ID card application DL-44, EDL-44 form. Out-of-state minors permit. Out-of-state miner's permit applicants must meet the requirements listed in the Miner's Permit Requirements section on page 12. In addition, if your driver education and driver training courses were taken in a state other than California, DMV may accept it to secondary schools other than California schools, DL-33 form completed by the out-of-state secondary school. You may obtain a DL-33 at your local DMV field office or by calling DMV at 1-800-777-0133. Send the DL-33 to your out-of-state secondary school and ask them to complete and return it to you. Out-of-state minor's driver license. You will be asked to present your out-of-state DL and pass a knowledge test as part of the application process. The behind-the-wheel driving test for holders of out-of-state DLs are normally waived. However, DMV may require a behind-the-wheel driving test for any type of DL application. Note, out-of-state minor applicants are subject to all provisional restrictions per California law for the first year of the DL or until they turn 18 years old. Actions against the provisional driver license. Teenagers as a group average twice as many collisions as adult drivers, while driving only half as many miles. The teenage collision rate per mile is 4 times greater than the adult driver collision rate per mile. Traffic deaths of new drivers are deadly combinations of their inexperienced driving, lack of familiarity with the vehicle, and their need to push themselves and the vehicle to the limit. Keeping your provisional driver license. DMV will track your driving record and take actions based upon any collisions or violations as follows. If you get a traffic ticket and fail to appear in court, DMV will suspend your driving privilege until you appear in court. If you have one at-fault collision or conviction of a traffic law violation within 12 months, DMV will send you a warning letter. If you have two at-fault collisions or convictions or combination of a traffic law violation within 12 months, you cannot drive for 30 days, unless accompanied by your licensed parent or other licensed adult who is at least 25 years old. If you have three at-fault collisions or convictions or any combination of a traffic law violation within 12 months, you will be suspended for 6 months and placed on probation for 1 year. If you have four or more at-fault collisions or point count convictions of traffic law violations while on probation, you will be suspended again. Traffic law violations resolved in juvenile court are also reported to DMV. If you are convicted of using alcohol or a controlled substance and you are between 13 to 21 years old, the court orders DMV to suspend your DL for 1 year. If you do not have a DL, the court orders DMV to delay your eligibility to apply for a DL. You may also be required to complete a DUI program. Any restriction, suspension, or probation will continue for its full term past your 18th birthday. Other, stronger actions may be taken if your driving record justifies them. Remember, if your driving privilege has been suspended or revoked, you may not drive. Minors and cell phones. It is against the law for a minor to use a cell phone or electronic wireless communications device while driving. Do not answer calls or send, respond to text messages. Convictions for violations of this law are subject to fines. Exceptions: you may use a cell phone only to contact law enforcement, a health care provider, the fire department, or another emergency entity in an emergency situation when driving. Chapter 7, Miscellaneous Licensing Information. To replace a lost, stolen, or damaged driver license. If your DL is lost, stolen, or damaged, you must go to a DMV field office, complete the DL-44, EDL-44 form. The EDL-44 can be completed online in advance, and pay a fee for the replacement. You should also present a photo ID. If DMV cannot confirm your identity, you will not be issued a temporary DL. If you are a minor, your parents or guardians must sign the application. If both parents, guardians have joint custody, both must sign. Once a replacement DL is issued, the previous DL is no longer valid. Destroy the old DL if you find it later. Name changes. When you legally change your name because of marriage or other reasons, be sure to change your name with SSA before coming in to DMV. Bring your DL to DMV in person, along with your marriage certificate or other acceptable verification of your true full name. Refer to the Obtaining a Driver License section on page 4. You must complete the driver license and ID card application, DL44, EDL44 form. The EDL44 can be completed online in advance and pay the applicable fee. DMV will electronically verify your name, birthdate, and SSN with SSA. A new photograph, fingerprint, and signature will be taken. Gender category changes. Effective January 1, 2019, customers may apply for a gender category of male, female, or non-binary. You are no longer required to provide a medical certification and authorization (DL-329) form, completed by a physician or psychologist who certifies to an applicant's gender identification or demeanor. If you wish to obtain a DL ID card with a gender category that differs from the gender on your identity document or existing California DL ID card, you must present, in person, a completed gender category request, DL-329S, form to DMV. Driver license renewals. DMV sends a renewal notice to your address of record approximately 120 days before your DL expires. Follow the instructions on the renewal notice. If you do not receive a renewal notice, go online or call to make an appointment to renew your DL. Refer to page V. Note, you will not receive a renewal notice if you have a pending application on file with DMV. Qualified drivers may be eligible to renew their DL on the DMV website at dmv.ca.gov or by mail. DMV may issue a DL for 5 years. The DL expires on your birthday in the year shown on the DL, unless otherwise indicated. It is against the law to drive with an expired DL. A driving test may be required as part of any DL application. Driving tests are not required simply because of age. If DMV cannot confirm your identity, you will not be issued a temporary DL. For other types of DLs, refer to the California Commercial Driver Handbook, DL-650, Recreational Vehicles and Trailers Handbook, DL-648, or California Motorcycle Handbook, DL-665. Renewal by mail or internet. If you have not received 2 consecutive 5-year DL extensions, you may be eligible to renew by mail or internet without taking a knowledge test, if your current DL expires before age 70. You do not have a probationary DL, CVC section 14250. You have not violated a written promise to appear in court within the last 2 years. You are not suspended for driving with an illegal blood alcohol concentration, BAC, level, or refusing or failing to complete a chemical or preliminary alcohol screening test within the last 2 years. You do not have a total violation point count greater than 1 point. Driver license extension. If you are away from California up to 1 year, you may request a free 1-year extension before your DL expires. Mail your request to DMV, P.O. Box 942890 Sacramento, California 94290-0001. Include your name, DL number, birthdate, California residence address, and out-of-state address. Limited term drivers are not eligible for this extension. Veteran designation and benefit information. For an additional $5 fee, DMV offers those who proudly served our country the option to mark the face of their DL ID card with the word veteran to indicate they served in the U.S. Armed Forces. In addition, DMV will refer veterans to the California Department of Veterans Affairs to determine eligibility for benefits acquired while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. How can I get veterans designation? Visit County Veterans Service Officers (CVSO) to obtain a signed, certified veteran status verification form (VSD-001). Visit a DMV field office to request the veteran's designation be added to the DL ID card. For more information, visit the DMV website at dmv.ca.gov or refer to the Are You a Veteran? FFDL 43 Fast Facts Brochure. The California Department of Veterans Affairs CalVet Connect program would like you to receive information regarding benefits, such as employment, housing, education, and health care services for which you may be entitled. Check the If You Have Served, Would You Like to Receive Benefits Information for which you may be eligible? box on the DL-44, EDL-44 form. DMV will transmit your name and mailing address to CalVet for them to forward you benefits information. To locate a CalVet office near you, refer to your local government listing in your telephone book, visit the CalVet website at calvet.ca.gov, or visit dmv.ca.gov. Register to vote. You may register to vote or update your voter registration with DMV when applying for an original DL, ID, renewing your DL, ID, or changing your address. For more information, visit dmv.ca.gov. Unlicensed drivers. It is against the law to loan your vehicle to a person who is unlicensed or whose driving privilege has been suspended or revoked. If an unlicensed person is caught driving your vehicle, it may be impounded for 30 days. CVC Section 14607.6. No person of any age may drive on a highway or in a public parking facility unless they have a valid DL or permit. The law also states that you must not employ, permit, or authorize any person to drive your vehicle on a public street or highway, unless they are licensed to drive that class of vehicle. A person must be at least 21 years old to drive most commercial vehicles for hire in interstate commerce and to transport hazardous materials or wastes. Diplomatic driver licenses. Non-residents who possess a valid diplomatic DL issued by the U.S. Department of State are exempt from California driver licensing requirements. Identification ID cards. DMV issues ID cards to eligible persons of any age. To obtain an original ID card, you must present an identity document, residency document, and provide your SSN. Refer to the Obtaining a Driver License section on page 4. The ID card is valid until the 6th birthday after the issue date. If you meet certain requirements for specific public assistance programs, you may be eligible to apply for a reduced fee ID card. Government or nonprofit organizations determine whether an individual meets the requirements for a reduced fee ID card. Note, if you are 62 years old or older, you may obtain a free senior citizen ID card with the words Senior Identification Card indicated on the front. The senior ID card is valid until the 8th birthday after the issue date. No fee ID cards. Drivers who are no longer able to drive safely because of a physical and/or mental P&M condition may be eligible to exchange their valid DL for a no-fee ID card, if certain guidelines are met. If you are a homeless person as defined by the McKinney-Vento Act, which includes, but is not limited to, a homeless child or youth, homeless person, or individual or family fleeing domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, stalking, or another dangerous life-threatening condition, you may be eligible for a no-fee ID card. Visit dmv.ca.gov or call 1-800-777-0133 for additional information. Identification ID card renewal by mail or internet. Customers who are eligible to renew their ID card by mail or internet will receive a notice approximately 120 days before the expiration of their current ID card. Reduced fee ID cards cannot be renewed by mail or internet. Driving schools. When learning to drive, you should seek qualified instruction, either with a public or private high school or a state-licensed professional driving school. DMV licenses professional schools and instructors in California that meet rigid qualifying standards. Schools must carry liability insurance, hold a bond, and maintain complete records for DMV inspection. Vehicles are subject to annual inspection. Instructors must pass a written examination every 3 years or show proof of continuing education in the traffic safety field. If you use the services of a professional driving school, ask to see the instructor's ID card, visit dmv.ca.gov or refer to the Selecting a Driving School for Driver Education and Driver Training, DT, FFDL 33, Fast Facts Brochure for additional information. Mature Driver Program. The Mature Driver Program is an 8-hour course for drivers 55 years old and older. This course covers a variety of topics of special interest to the mature driver and is available from DMV-approved course providers. Visit the DMV website for more information. Your insurance company may offer discounts for those who complete the class and receive a completion certificate. The certificate is valid for 3 years and can be renewed by completing a 4-hour course. Pedestrian responsibilities. Pedestrians, including joggers, should be aware of traffic conditions. Watch out for drivers before assuming you have the right of way when crossing a street. Be aware that hybrid and electric vehicles are virtually silent when running on electric power and you may not hear them approaching an intersection. Yield the right of way to vehicles when you cross a street between intersections and in areas with no pedestrian crosswalks or signals. Remember, making eye contact with a driver does not mean the driver will yield the right of way. Do not suddenly leave a curb or other safe place, and walk or run into the path of a vehicle close enough to be a danger to you. This is true even though you are in a crosswalk. The law states that drivers must always yield the right of way to a pedestrian, but if the driver cannot stop in time to avoid hitting you, you still run the risk of being hit. Avoid distractions as a pedestrian. Do not use your cell phone or electronic wireless communications device while moving. To avoid becoming a hazard to vehicles and other pedestrians, you should be aware of your surroundings at all times. Always obey traffic signal lights. Whether the intersection has pedestrian or traffic signal lights, you must obey the pedestrian rules. Refer to pages 29 and 30. At an intersection where traffic is not controlled by traffic signal lights, drivers are required to yield the right of way to pedestrians within any crosswalk, marked or unmarked. When a traffic signal light changes to green or walk, look left, right, and then left again, and yield the right of way to any vehicle in the intersection before the traffic signal light changes. If the traffic signal light begins blinking or changes to don't walk, or to an upraised hand after you have gone part way across a divided street, you may continue across the street. Do not stop or delay traffic unnecessarily while crossing a street. Pedestrians are not permitted on any toll bridge or highway crossing, unless there is a sidewalk and signs stating pedestrian traffic is permitted. If there are no sidewalks, walk facing oncoming traffic. Do not walk or jog on any freeway where signs tell you that pedestrians are not allowed. Do not walk or jog in a bike lane unless there is no sidewalk. At night, make yourself more visible by wearing white, light, or reflective material clothing. Carrying a flashlight. New technology. Your vehicle may have technology that allows you to have cell phone conversations or play music from an electronic wireless communications device. With the increase of such technologies, it is important to remain aware of road conditions and avoid driving distractions. Here are some tips to reduce technological distractions. Do not input navigation instructions while driving. Do not adjust music or other electronic wireless communications devices while driving. For navigation devices, use the audio navigation function when possible. Note, technology, such as backup cameras and self-parking, cannot solely be used on a driving test. The purpose of a driving test is to ensure your ability to drive. Chapter 8, Occupant Protection. Seat belts. Wearing seat belts is the law. Always fasten your seat belt and make sure all your passengers are using seat belts or child restraints. Wearing seat belts, both lap belt and shoulder harness, will increase your chance of survival in most types of collisions. It is important to wear the seat belt correctly. A shoulder harness is worn across the shoulder and chest with minimal, if any, slack. The shoulder harness should not be worn under the arm or behind the back. Wearing the harness the wrong way could cause serious internal injuries in a collision. The lap belt should be adjusted so that it is snug and lies low across your hips after fastening. Otherwise, in a crash, you could slide out of the belt, resulting in injury or death. Pregnant women should wear the lap belt as low as possible under the abdomen, and the shoulder strap should be placed between the breasts and to the side of the abdomen's bulge. You and all passengers must wear a seat belt or you and or your passengers may be cited. If the passenger is under 16 years old, you may be cited if they are not wearing their seat belt. The graphic illustrates what can happen in a collision. If you are struck from the side, the impact could push you back and forth across the seat. Seat belts and shoulder harnesses keep you in a better position to control the vehicle and may minimize serious injuries. The graphic also illustrates how, when you collide, your vehicle stops, but you keep going at the same speed you were traveling, until you hit the dashboard or windshield. child restraint system and safety seats. Your child must be secured by either a federally approved child passenger restraint system or a safety belt depending on their height and age. Children under 2 years old must be secured in a rear-facing child passenger restraint system unless the child is 40 pounds or more, or 3 feet 4 inches or taller. Children under 8 years old, or who are less than 4 feet 9 inches tall, must be properly secured in a federally approved child passenger restraint system. Children under 8 years old may ride in the front seat of a vehicle in a federally approved child passenger restraint system under the following instances. There is no rear seat. The rear seats are side-facing jump seats. The rear seats are rear-facing seats. The child passenger restraint system cannot be installed properly in the rear seat. All rear seats are already occupied by children 7 years old or younger. Medical reasons require the child to not ride in the back seat. A child may not ride in the front seat of an airbag-equipped vehicle if they are in a rear-facing child passenger restraint system. Children who are 8 years old or older or who have reached at least 4 feet 9 inches in height may use a properly secured safety belt meeting federal standards. Note, child passenger restraint system installation may be checked by contacting local law enforcement agencies and fire departments. As your child grows, check to see if the child passenger restraint system is the right size for your child. Riding safely with airbags. Airbags are a safety feature that help keep you safer than a seat belt alone. Ride at least 10 inches, measured from the center of the steering wheel to your breastbone, from the airbag cover, if you can do this while maintaining full control of the vehicle. If you cannot safely sit 10 inches away from the airbag, contact your vehicle dealer or manufacturer for advice about additional ways of moving back from your airbag. Passengers should also sit at least 10 inches away from the passenger side airbag. Important, children seated next to a side airbag may be at risk of serious or fatal injury. Unattended children in motor vehicles. It is never a good idea to leave a child unattended in a vehicle. It is illegal to leave a child 6 years old or younger unattended in a motor vehicle. Note, a child may be left under the supervision of a person 12 years old or older. Distracted driving. Anything that prevents you from operating your vehicle safely is a distraction. The following are the 3 types of driver distractions. Visual, eyes off the road. Cognitive, mind off the road. Manual, hands off the steering wheel. Some actions that cause distracted driving and lead to vehicle collisions are using a handheld device, for example, cell phone or music device. Reaching for an object inside the vehicle. Looking at an object or event outside of the vehicle. Reading. Eating. Applying cosmetics, makeup. More information regarding collisions and distractions can be found in the Driver Distractions FFDL 28 Fast Facts brochure. Hot weather risks. It is dangerous and illegal to leave children, CVC section 15620, and or animals in a hot vehicle. After sitting in the sun, even if a window is slightly opened, the temperature can rise rapidly inside a parked vehicle. Dehydration, heat stroke, and death can result from overexposure to the heat. California Penal Code section 597.7 prohibits leaving or confining an animal in an unattended motor vehicle under conditions that endanger the health or well-being of an animal due to heat. Chapter 9, Traffic Controls. Traffic signal lights. Solid red. A red traffic signal light means stop. You can make a right turn against a red traffic signal light after you stop, yield to pedestrians, bicyclists, and vehicles close enough to be a hazard, make the right turn only when it is safe, do not turn if a no turn on red sign is posted. Red arrow. A red arrow means stop, remain stopped until the green signal or green arrow appears, do not turn against a red arrow. Flashing red. A flashing red traffic signal light means stop. After stopping, you may proceed when it is safe. Observe the right-of-way rules. Solid yellow. A yellow traffic signal light means caution. The red traffic signal light is about to appear. When you see the yellow traffic signal light, stop if you can do so safely. If you cannot stop safely, cross the intersection cautiously. Yellow arrow. A yellow arrow means the protected turning time period is ending. Be prepared to obey the next traffic signal light, which could be the green or red traffic signal light or red arrow. Flashing yellow. A flashing yellow traffic signal light warns you to proceed with caution, slow down and be alert before entering the intersection. Yield to any pedestrians, bicyclists, or vehicles in the intersection. You do not need to stop for a flashing yellow traffic signal light. Flashing yellow arrow. This traffic signal light means turns are permitted, unprotected, but you must first yield to oncoming traffic and pedestrians and then proceed with caution. Solid green. Give the right of way to any vehicle, bicyclist, or pedestrian in the intersection. A green traffic signal light means go. If you are turning left, make the turn only if you have enough space to complete the turn before creating a hazard for any oncoming vehicle, bicyclist, or pedestrian. Do not enter the intersection if you cannot get completely across before the traffic signal light turns red. If you block the intersection, you can be cited. Green arrow. A green arrow means go. You must turn in the direction the arrow is pointing after you yield to any vehicle, bicyclist, or pedestrian still in the intersection. The green arrow allows you to make a protected turn. Oncoming vehicles, bicyclists, and pedestrians are stopped by a red traffic signal light as long as the green arrow is lighted. Traffic signal light not working, blackout. The traffic signal light is not working and or no lights are showing on the signal. Proceed cautiously as if the intersection is controlled by stop signs in all directions. Pedestrian signal lights. Pedestrian traffic signal lights show words or pictures similar to the following examples. Walk or walking person. Pedestrian traffic signal light means it is legal to cross the street. Don't walk or raised hand. Pedestrian traffic signal light means you may not start crossing the street. Flashing don't walk or flashing raised hand traffic signal light means do not start crossing the street because the traffic signal light is about to change. If a pedestrian begins crossing the street after the traffic signal light starts flashing, wait until the pedestrians has crossed the street before proceeding. Pedestrian traffic signal lights may also show numbers to indicate how many seconds remain for crossing. These pedestrian traffic signal lights allow pedestrians the flexibility to speed up if the crossing phase is about to expire. Pedestrian phases, also called pedestrian scrambles, are a series of crisscross, diagonal crosswalks that allow pedestrians to cross in any direction at the same time, including diagonally across the intersection. These signals stop all vehicle traffic during the scramble phase. Some pedestrian traffic signal lights may provide a beeping or chirping sound or a verbal message. These traffic signal lights are designed to help blind or visually impaired pedestrians cross the street. At many traffic signal lights, you need to push the pedestrian button to activate the walk or walking person pedestrian traffic signal light. If there are no pedestrian signals, obey the vehicle traffic signal lights. Traffic signs. The shape and color of a sign offers you a clue about the information contained on the sign. Here are the common shapes used. An 8-sided red stop sign indicates that you must make a full stop whenever you see this sign. Stop at the white limit line, a wide white line painted on the street, or before entering the crosswalk. If a limit line or crosswalk is not painted on the street, stop before entering the intersection. Check traffic in all directions before proceeding. A 3-sided red yield sign indicates that you must slow down and be ready to stop, if necessary, to let any vehicle, bicyclist, or pedestrian pass before you proceed. A square red and white regulatory sign indicates that you must follow the sign's instruction. For example, the do not enter sign means do not enter a road or off-ramp where the sign is posted, usually on a freeway off-ramp. The wrong way sign may or may not be posted with the do not enter sign. If you see one or both of these signs, drive to the side of the road and stop. You are going against traffic. When safe, back out or turn around and return to the road you were on. At night, if you are going the wrong way, the road reflectors will shine red in your headlights. A sign that has a red circle with a red line through it always indicates no. The picture inside the circle shows what you cannot do. The sign may be shown with or without words. A yellow and black circular sign or an X-shaped sign indicates that you are approaching a railroad crossing. You must look, listen, slow down, and prepare to stop, if necessary. Let any trains pass before you proceed. Many railroad crossings will also have a blue and white sign to indicate what to do if there is an emergency on or near the tracks, or if your vehicle has stalled on the tracks. A 5-sided sign indicates that you are near a school. Stop if children are in the crosswalk. A four-sided diamond-shaped sign warns you of specific road conditions and dangers ahead. Many warning signs are diamond-shaped. A white rectangular sign indicates that you must obey important rules. Some warning signs have a fluorescent yellow-green background. These signs warn of conditions related to pedestrians, bicyclists, schools, playgrounds, school buses, and school passenger loading zones. Obey all warning signs regardless of their shape or color. Refer to pages 32 and 33 for examples. Chapter 10, Laws and Rules of the Road. Right-of-way rules. General information. Never assume other drivers will give you the right-of-way. Respecting the right-of-way of others is not limited to situations such as yielding to pedestrians in crosswalks, or watching carefully to ensure the right-of-way of bicyclists and motorcyclists. Yield your right-of-way when it helps to prevent collisions. Pedestrians. A pedestrian is a person on foot or who uses a conveyance such as roller skates, skateboard, etc., other than a bicycle. A pedestrian can also be a person with a disability using a tricycle, quadricycle, or wheelchair for transportation. If you approach a pedestrian crossing at a corner or other crosswalk, even if the crosswalk is in the middle of the block, at a corner with or without traffic signal lights, whether or not the crosswalk is marked by painted lines, you are required to exercise caution and reduce your speed, or stop if necessary, to ensure the safety of the pedestrian. Do not pass a vehicle stopped at a crosswalk. A pedestrian you cannot see may be crossing the street. Stop and proceed when all pedestrians have crossed the street. Do not drive on a sidewalk, except to cross it to enter or exit a driveway or alley. When crossing, yield to all pedestrians. Do not stop in a crosswalk, you will place pedestrians in danger. Remember, if a pedestrian makes eye contact with you, they are ready to cross the street, yield to the pedestrian. Allow sufficient time to cross the street for older pedestrians, disabled pedestrians, pedestrians with young children. Obey signs pertaining to pedestrians. Examples include: when a blind person pulls in their cane and steps away from the intersection, this gesture usually means for you to go. Additional information regarding blind pedestrians can be found on page 80. Important: blind pedestrians rely on the sound of your vehicle to become aware of your vehicle's presence, and the sound of the pedestrian signal to know when they are able to safely cross the street. It is important that you stop your vehicle within 5 feet of the crosswalk. Drivers of hybrid or electric vehicles must remain especially aware that the lack of engine or electric motor noise may cause a blind pedestrian to assume there is not a vehicle nearby. Crosswalks. A crosswalk is the part of the roadway set aside for pedestrian traffic. When required to stop because of a sign or signal, you must stop before the stop line, crosswalk, stop sign, or signal. You must yield to pedestrians entering or in a crosswalk. Not all crosswalks are marked. If there is a stop line before the crosswalk, the stop line must be obeyed first. Although pedestrians have the right of way, they also must abide by the rules of the road. If you approach a crosswalk while driving, you are required to exercise caution and reduce your speed to safeguard the pedestrian. You may need to stop to ensure the safety of the pedestrian. As outlined in CVC section 21950, crosswalks are often marked with white lines. Yellow crosswalk lines may be painted at school crossings. Some crosswalks have flashing lights to warn you that pedestrians may be crossing. Look for pedestrians and be prepared to stop, whether or not the lights are flashing. Intersections. An intersection is any place where one line of roadway meets another roadway. Intersections include cross streets, side streets, alleys, freeway entrances, and any other location where vehicles traveling on different highways or roads join each other. At intersections without stop or yield signs, slow down and be ready to stop. Yield to traffic and pedestrians already in the intersection or just entering the intersection. Also, yield to the vehicle or bicycle that arrives first, or to the vehicle or bicycle on your right if it reaches the intersection at the same time as you. At T-intersections without stop or yield signs, yield to traffic and pedestrians on the through road, they have the right of way. When you turn left, give the right of way to all vehicles approaching that are close enough to be dangerous. Also, look for motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. Safety suggestion: while waiting to turn left, keep your wheels pointed straight ahead until it is safe to start your turn. If your wheels are pointed to the left, and a vehicle hits you from behind, you could be pushed into oncoming traffic. When you turn right, be sure to check for pedestrians who want to cross the street and bicyclists riding next to you. Undivided highways are highways with several lanes. Watch for vehicles coming in any lane you cross. Turn either left or right only when it is safe. When there are stop signs at all corners, stop first and then follow the rules listed above. If you park on the side of the road or are leaving a parking lot, etc., yield to traffic before re-entering the road. Roundabouts. A roundabout is an intersection where traffic travels around a central island in a counterclockwise direction. Vehicles or bicycles entering or exiting the roundabout must yield to all traffic, including pedestrians. Driving in a roundabout. Slow down as you approach the roundabout. Yield to pedestrians and bicyclists crossing the roadway. Watch for signs and/or pavement markings that guide or prohibit certain movements. Enter the roundabout, heading to the right, when there is a big enough gap in traffic to merge safely. Travel in a counterclockwise direction, do not stop or pass. Signal when you change lanes or exit the roundabout. If you miss your exit, continue around until you return to your exit. For roundabouts with multiple lanes, choose your entry or exit lane based on your destination as shown in the graphic. On mountain roads. When two vehicles meet on a steep road where neither vehicle can pass, the vehicle facing downhill must yield the right of way by backing up until the vehicle going uphill can pass. The vehicle facing downhill has the greater amount of control when backing up the hill. Speed limits. California's basic speed law means that you may never drive faster than is safe for current conditions. Regardless of the posted speed limit, your speed should depend on the number and speed of other vehicles on the road. Whether the road surface is smooth, rough, graveled, wet, dry, wide, or narrow. Bicyclists or pedestrians on or crossing the roadway. Whether it is raining, foggy, snowing, windy, or dusty. Note, unless otherwise posted, the maximum speed limit is 55 miles per hour on a two-lane undivided highway and for vehicles towing trailers. Reduced speeds. Heavy traffic or bad weather. You must drive slower when there is heavy traffic or bad weather. However, if you block the normal and reasonable movement of traffic by driving too slowly, you may be cited. If you choose to drive slower than other traffic, do not drive in the number one lane, fast lane. Refer to the choosing a lane section on page 47. When another driver is close behind you and wishes to drive faster, you should move to the right. Towing vehicles, buses, or large trucks. When you tow a vehicle or trailer, or drive a bus or three or more axle truck, you must drive in the rightmost lane or in a lane specially marked for slower vehicles. If no lanes are marked and there are four lanes or more in your direction, you may only drive in either of the two lanes closest to the right edge of the road. Pedestrians, bicyclists, or other vehicles alongside you may experience sudden strong winds when passing or being passed. Slow down and pass safely, and pass only at a safe distance, 3 feet or more for bicyclists. Around children. When driving within 500 to 1,000 feet of a school while children are outside or crossing the street, the speed limit is 25 miles per hour unless otherwise posted. Also, if the school grounds have no fence and children are outside, never drive faster than 25 miles per hour. Some school zones may have speed limits as low as 15 miles per hour. Near schools, look for bicyclists and pedestrians. School safety patrols or crossing guards, be sure to obey their directions. For the crossing guards' safety, allow them to safely get to the side of the road before driving ahead. Stopped school buses and children crossing the street. Some school buses flash yellow lights when preparing to stop to let children off the bus. The yellow flashing lights warn you to slow down and prepare to stop. When the bus flashes red lights located at the top front and back of the bus, you must stop from either direction until the children are safely across the street and the lights stop flashing. The law requires you remain stopped as long as the red lights are flashing. CVC section 22454. If you fail to stop, you may be fined up to $1,000 and your driving privilege could be suspended for 1 year. If the school bus is on the other side of a divided or multi-lane highway, two or more lanes in each direction, you do not need to stop. Blind intersections. The speed limit for a blind intersection is 15 miles per hour. An intersection is considered blind if there are no stop signs at any corner and you cannot see for 100 feet in either direction during the last 100 feet before crossing. If your view is blocked, move slowly forward until you can see. Alleys. The speed limit in any alley is 15 miles per hour. Near railroad tracks. The speed limit is 15 miles per hour within 100 feet of a railroad crossing where you cannot see the tracks for 400 feet in both directions. You may drive faster than 15 miles per hour if the crossing is controlled by gates, a warning signal, or a flagman. At railroad or train crossings. Look in both directions and listen for trains. Many crossings have multiple tracks, so, be ready to stop before crossing, if necessary. Cross railroad tracks only at designated crossings and only when it is safe to do so. Expect a train on any track, at any time, traveling in either direction. If you need to stop after crossing the tracks, wait until you can completely cross the tracks before proceeding. Make sure your vehicle clears the tracks before you stop. Never stop on the railroad tracks. If you are on the tracks, you risk injury or death. Watch for vehicles that must stop before they cross train tracks. These vehicles include buses, school buses, and trucks transporting hazardous loads. Remember that flashing red traffic signal lights mean stop. Stop at least 15 feet, but no more than 50 feet, from the nearest track when the crossing devices are active or a person warns you a train is coming. Stop if you see a train coming or you hear the whistle, horn, or bell of an approaching train. Do not go under lowering gates or around lowered gates. Flashing red warning lights indicate you must stop and wait. Do not proceed over the railroad tracks until the red lights stop flashing, even if the gate rises. If the gates are lowered and you do not see a train approaching, call the posted railroad emergency toll-free number or 911. Be ready to give a detailed description of your location. Light rail transit vehicle crossings. The same rules apply to light rail transit vehicle crossings as to train crossings. Note, light rail transit vehicles are very quiet and accelerate more quickly than trains. Near streetcars, trolleys, or buses, the passing speed limit, when safe to pass, is no more than 10 miles per hour. This speed limit applies at a safety zone or intersection where a streetcar, trolley, or bus is stopped and traffic is controlled by a peace officer or traffic signal light. A safety zone is marked by raised buttons or markers on the road and set aside for pedestrians. You will most often see safety zones in areas where streetcars or trolleys and vehicles share the roadway. Business or residential districts. The speed limit is 25 miles per hour, unless otherwise posted. Near animals. If you see a sign with a picture of an animal, see example, be alert for possible animals in or near the roadway. If you see animals or livestock near the roadway, slow down and proceed with caution. Be sure to follow directions from the person in charge of the animals. If you see a stray animal in your path, slow down or stop if it's safe. Do not swerve as you may lose control of your vehicle and cause an accident. Be aware of sudden movements from the animals as they are unpredictable and may run into the roadway. Chapter 11, Visual Search. Scanning. Scanning your surroundings, keeping your eyes moving, includes keeping a safe distance around your vehicle. When another driver makes a mistake, you need time to react. Give yourself this reaction time by keeping enough space on all sides of your vehicle. This space will give you room to brake or maneuver if necessary. Know what is ahead. To avoid last-minute moves, scan the road 10 to 15 seconds ahead of your vehicle so you can see hazards early. Constantly staring at the vehicle or road right in front of your vehicle is dangerous. As you scan ahead, be alert for vehicles around you. Use your mirrors. Know what is behind you, so you can prepare for what is ahead. Take in the whole scene. If you only look at the middle of the road, you will miss what is happening on the side of the road and behind you. Scanning helps you to see cars, motorcycles, bicycles, pedestrians, and animals that may be in the road by the time you reach them. Signs warning of problems ahead. Signs giving you directions. Before changing lanes, look into your rearview mirror for nearby vehicles and over your shoulder to check for blind spots. See the yellow area in the image above. Watch for hazards. Look beyond the vehicle ahead of you. Do not develop a fixed stare. Check your rearview mirrors so you know the position of vehicles near you. On the freeway, be ready for changes in traffic conditions. Watch for signals from other drivers. Expect merging vehicles at on-ramps and interchanges. Be prepared for rapid changes in road conditions and traffic flow. Know which lanes are clear so you can use them, if necessary. Do not be a tailgater. Many drivers follow too closely tailgate and are not able to see as far ahead as they should because the vehicle ahead blocks their view. If a vehicle merges in front of you too closely, take your foot off the accelerator. This gives space between you and the vehicle ahead, without having to slam on your brakes or swerve into another lane. To avoid tailgating, use the 3-second rule. When the vehicle ahead of you passes a certain point, such as a sign, count 1001, 1002, 1003. This takes approximately 3 seconds. If you pass the same point before you finish counting, you are following too closely. You should allow for more space when a tailgater is behind you. Allow extra space ahead and do not brake suddenly. Slow down gradually or merge into another lane to prevent a collision with the tailgater. Driving on slippery roads. Following motorcyclists or bicyclists on wet or icy roads, metal surfaces, for example, bridge gratings, railroad tracks, etc., and gravel, motorcyclists and bicyclists can fall easily on these surfaces. The driver behind you wants to pass. Allow room in front of your vehicle so the driver will have space to move in front of you. Towing a trailer or carrying a heavy load, the extra weight makes it harder to stop. Following large vehicles that block your view ahead, the extra space allows you to see around the vehicle. You see a bus, school bus, or a placarded vehicle at railroad crossings. These vehicles must stop at railroad crossings. Merging onto a freeway. Know what is at your side. Anytime you come to a place where people may cross or enter your path or a line of traffic meets another, you should look to the left and right sides of your vehicle to make sure no one is coming. Always look to each side of your vehicle at intersections, crosswalks, and railroad crossings. At intersections, look both ways even if other traffic has a red traffic signal light or a stop sign. Look to the left first, since vehicles coming from the left are closer to you than vehicles coming from the right. Look to the right. Take one more look to the left in case there is a pedestrian, bicyclist, or vehicle you did not see the first time. Do not rely on traffic signal lights. Some drivers do not obey traffic signal lights. Before you enter an intersection, look left, right, and ahead for approaching traffic. To maintain enough space on each side of your vehicle. Do not stay in another driver's blind spot. The other driver may not see your vehicle and could change lanes and hit you. Avoid driving directly alongside other vehicles on multi-lane streets with or without traffic in the opposite direction. Another driver might crowd your lane or change lanes without looking and crash into you. Drive either ahead of or behind the other vehicle. If possible and when safe, make room for vehicles entering freeways even though you have the right of way. At freeway exits, do not drive alongside other vehicles. A driver may decide to exit suddenly or swerve back onto the freeway. Keep a space between your vehicle and parked vehicles. Someone may step out from between them, a vehicle door may open, or a vehicle may pull out suddenly. Be careful when driving near motorcyclists or bicyclists. Always leave plenty of room between your vehicle and any motorcyclists or bicyclists. Know what is behind you. It is very important to check behind you before you change lanes. Look over your shoulder to make sure you are not getting in the way of vehicles in the lane you want to enter. Reduce your speed. Take a quick look in your mirrors. Also, check your mirrors when preparing to turn into a side road or driveway, and when stopping to pull into a parking space. Drive down a long or steep hill. Watch for large vehicles because they can gather speed very quickly. Back up. Backing up is always dangerous because it is hard to see behind your vehicle when you are backing out of a parking space. Check in front and behind the vehicle before you get in. Know where your kids are. Make sure they are away from your vehicle and in full view before moving your vehicle. If other children are nearby, make sure you can see them before backing up. Do not depend only on your mirrors or only looking out a side window. Turn and look over your right and left shoulders before you begin backing. As a safety measure, look over your right and left shoulders again while backing. Back slowly to avoid collisions. Check traffic behind you often to know if you are being tailgated, another driver is following too closely. If you are being tailgated, be careful, brake slowly before stopping. Tap your brakes lightly a few times to warn the tailgater you are slowing down. Lose the tailgater as soon as you can. Change lanes and allow the tailgater to pass you, or slow down to allow enough space between you and the car in front of you. If this does not work, pull off the road when it is safe and let the tailgater pass. How well can you stop? If something is in your path, you need to see it in time to stop, assuming you have good tires, brakes, and dry pavement. At 55 miles per hour, it takes about 400 feet to react and bring your vehicle to a complete stop. At 35 miles per hour, it takes about 210 feet to react and bring your vehicle to a complete stop. Adjust your driving speed to the weather and road conditions. Refer to the basic speed law in the speed limits section on page 37. Turn on your lights during the day, if it is hard to see or you cannot see at least 1,000 feet ahead of you. Chapter 12, Lane Control. Line Colors. Solid yellow lines mark the center of a road used for two-way traffic. Broken yellow lines indicate that you may pass if the broken line is next to your driving lane. Two solid yellow lines indicate no passing. Never drive to the left of these lines unless you are in a carpool lane, high occupancy vehicle (HOV) lane that has a designated entrance on the left. Instructed by construction or other signs to drive on the other side of the road because your side of the road is closed or blocked. Turning left across a single set of double yellow lines to enter or exit a driveway or private road, or make a U-turn. Two sets of solid double yellow lines spaced 2 feet or more apart are considered a barrier. Do not drive on or over this barrier, make a left turn, or a U-turn across it, except at designated openings, see diagram. Solid white lines mark traffic lanes going in the same direction, such as one-way streets. Broken white lines separate traffic lanes on roads with two or more lanes in the same direction. Double white lines are two solid white lines that indicate a lane barrier between a regular use and a preferential use lane, such as a carpool, HOV. Never change lanes while in these lanes. Wait until a single broken white line appears. You may also see these parallel lines in or near freeway on and off ramps. Choosing a lane. Traffic lanes are often referred to by number. The left or fast lane is called the number one lane. The lane to the right of the number one lane is called the number two lane, and then the number three lane, etc. Drive in the lane with the smoothest flow of traffic. If you can choose among three lanes, pick the middle lane for the smoothest driving. To drive faster, pass, or turn left, use the left lane. When you choose to drive slowly, enter or exit traffic on the right, turn right, park, or move off the road, use the right lane. If there are only two lanes in your direction, pick the right lane for the smoothest driving. Do not weave in and out of traffic. Stay in one lane as much as possible. Once you start through an intersection, keep going. If you start to make a turn, follow through. Last-minute changes may cause collisions. If you miss a turn, continue until you can safely and legally turn around. Changing lanes. Changing lanes includes moving from one lane to another, entering the freeway from an on-ramp, entering the road from a curb or the shoulder. Before changing lanes, signal, look in all your mirrors, and check traffic behind and beside you. Look over your shoulder in the direction you plan to move to make sure the lane you want is clear. Check for vehicles, motorcyclists, and bicycle traffic in your blind spot. Be sure there is enough room for your vehicle in the next lane. Passing lanes. Before you pass, look ahead for road conditions and traffic that may cause other vehicles to move into your lane. Never drive off the paved or main traveled portion of the road or on the shoulder to pass. The edge of the main traveled portion of the road may have a painted white line on the road's surface. Passing other vehicles at crossroads, railroad crossings, and shopping center entrances is dangerous. Pass traffic on the left. You may pass on the right only when an open highway is clearly marked for two or more lanes of travel in your direction. The driver ahead of you is turning left and you do not drive off the roadway to pass. Never pass on the left if the driver is signaling a left turn. Carpool, high occupancy vehicles, HOV, lanes. An HOV lane is a special lane used only for carpools, buses, motorcycles, or DeKalb low-emission vehicles. You may use a carpool, HOV lane or on-ramp if your vehicle carries the posted minimum number of people required for the carpool lane, or you drive a low-emission or a zero-emission vehicle displaying a special DMV-issued decal. If you operate a low-emission, zero-emission, and/or hybrid vehicle, you may be exempt from all toll charges on high-occupancy toll, HOT, lanes. Motorcyclists may use designated carpool, HOV lanes, unless otherwise posted. Signs at the on-ramp or along the freeway tell you the minimum number of people per vehicle required for the carpool, HOV lanes. These signs also list the days of the week and the hours when the carpool, HOV requirement applies. The pavement in this lane is marked with a diamond symbol and the words carpool lane. These lanes are also known as HOV lanes. Do not cross over double parallel solid lines to enter or exit any carpool, HOV lane except at designated entry or exit places. Center left turn lanes. A center left turn lane is located in the middle of a two-way street and is marked on both sides by two painted lines. The inner line is broken and the outer line is solid. If a street has a center left turn lane, you must use it to prepare for or make a left turn, or prepare for or make a permitted U-turn. CVC section 21460.5 c. You may only drive for 200 feet in the center left turn lane. This lane is not a regular traffic lane or a passing lane. To turn left from this lane, signal, look over your shoulder, and drive completely inside the center left turn lane. Do not stop with the back of your vehicle blocking traffic. Make sure the lane is clear in both directions and then turn only when it is safe. Look for vehicles coming toward you in the same lane, preparing to start their left turn. When turning left from a side street or driveway, signal and wait until it is safe, then you may drive into the center left turn lane. Enter traffic only when it is safe. Turnout areas and lanes. Special turnout areas are sometimes marked on two-lane roads. Drive into these areas to allow cars behind you to pass. Some two-lane roads have passing lanes. If you are driving slowly on a two-lane highway or road where passing is unsafe, and five or more vehicles are following, you must drive into the turnout areas or lanes to let the vehicles pass. End of lane markings. Freeway lanes, as well as some city street lanes, which are ending, will usually be marked by large broken lines painted on the pavement. If you are driving in a lane marked with these broken lines, be prepared to exit the freeway or the lane to end. Look for a sign that tells you to exit or merge, etc. Yield lines. Yield lines, also known as shark's teeth, consist of a line of solid white triangles across a lane of traffic pointing towards approaching vehicles. This line indicates the point where the vehicle must yield, stop. Bicycle lanes. A bicycle lane is a designated traffic lane for bicyclists defined by pavement markings and signage. Bicycle lanes are sometimes painted a bright green color to increase visibility. There are multiple classes and types of bicycle lanes, including bike lane, established along streets adjacent to vehicle traffic, typically defined by a single solid white line that turns into a dashed line near an intersection. Buffered bike lane provides greater separation from the adjacent vehicle traffic, as well as on street parking, by using chevron or diagonal markings. Bike route. A designated preferred route for bicyclists on streets shared with vehicle traffic, established by placing bike route signs and/or shared roadway markings. Bicycle boulevard. A designated preferred route for bicyclists on streets shared with vehicle traffic, intended to prioritize bicycle travel. Separated bikeway. Also known as a cycle track or protected bike lane, for the exclusive use of bicyclists, and physically separated from vehicle traffic. The separation may include flexible posts, grade separation, inflexible barriers, or on-street parking. Shared roadway bicycle markings, SHAROs, alerts traffic that bicyclists are allowed to occupy this travel lane. When used appropriately, SHAROs can also help bicyclists to maintain a safe lane position. It is illegal to drive in a bicycle lane unless parking, where permitted, entering or leaving the roadway, or turning, within 200 feet of the intersection. Drivers of motorized bicycles should use caution to avoid bicyclists, and use bike lanes at a speed that is reasonable and does not endanger the safety of bicyclists. Chapter 13, Turns. Left turns. To make a left turn, drive close to the center divider line or into the left turn lane. Begin signaling about 100 feet before the turn. Look over your left shoulder and reduce your speed. Stop behind the limit line. Look left, right, and then left again, and make the turn when it is safe. When you turn left, do not turn too soon and cut the corner of the lane belonging to the vehicles coming towards you. Important, keep your wheels pointed straight ahead until it is safe to start your turn. If your wheels are pointed to the left and a vehicle hits you from behind, you could be pushed into oncoming traffic. A left turn against a red light can only be made from a one-way street onto a one-way street. Signal and stop for a red traffic light at the marked limit line. If there is no limit line, stop before entering the crosswalk. If there is no crosswalk, stop before entering the intersection. You may turn left into a left-moving, one-way street if there is no sign to prohibit the turn. Yield to pedestrians, bicyclists, or other vehicles moving on their green light. Right turns. To make a right turn, drive close to the right edge of the road. If there is a bike lane, drive into the bike lane no more than 200 feet before the turn. Watch for pedestrians, bicyclists, or motorcyclists who may get between your vehicle and the curb. Begin signaling about 100 feet before the turn. Look over your right shoulder and reduce your speed. Stop behind the limit line. Look both ways and turn when it is safe. Do not turn wide into another lane. Complete your turn in the right lane. Public transit bus lanes. It is illegal to drive, stop, park, or leave a vehicle standing in the area of a road designated for the exclusive use of public transit buses unless a vehicle must cross the lane to make a turn. Signs will be posted to indicate the lanes are for bus-only use. Right turns against a red traffic signal light. Signal and stop for a red traffic signal light at the marked limit line. If there is no limit line, stop before entering the crosswalk. If there is no crosswalk, stop before entering the intersection. You may turn right if there is no sign to prohibit the turn. Yield to pedestrians, motorcyclists, bicyclists, or other vehicles moving on their green traffic signal light. Right turns onto a road with a dedicated lane. You may make a right turn without stopping if the road you are turning onto has a non-merging lane dedicated to right-turning vehicles, and there is no sign to prohibit a free right turn. You may proceed without stopping, even if there is a red traffic signal light located within the island for vehicles proceeding straight through the intersection. If there is a traffic signal light or sign on the right curb of the right turn lane, you must follow the directions of that traffic signal light or sign. Always yield to pedestrians within a crosswalk. No turns against a red arrow. You may not turn right or left against a red arrow. Examples of right and left turns. Numbers on the cars in the diagrams refer to numbered sentences on these pages. Always use your turn signals. 1. Left turn from a two-way street. Start the turn in the left lane closest to the middle of the street. Complete the turn, if safe, in either lane of the cross street, shown by the arrows. Use the center left turn lane if one is available. A left turn may be made from the other lane, if permitted by signs or arrows. 2. Right turn. Begin and end the turn in the lane nearest the right edge of the road. Do not swing wide into another lane of traffic. Watch for pedestrians, motorcyclists, and bicyclists between your vehicle and the curb. Sometimes, signs or pavement markings will let you turn right from another lane as shown by the graphic. 3. Left turn from a two-way street into a one-way street. Start the turn from the lane closest to the middle of the street. Turn into any lane that is safely open, as shown by the arrows. 4. Left turn from a one-way street into a two-way street. Start the turn from the far left lane. Turn into either of the lanes that are safely open, as shown by the arrows. 5. Left turn from a one-way street into a one-way street. Start the turn from the far left lane. Watch for pedestrians, motorcyclists, and bicyclists between your vehicle and the curb because they can legally use the left turn lane for their left turns. Turn into any lane that is safely open, as shown by the arrows. 6. Right turn from a one-way street into a one-way street. Start the turn in the far right lane. If safe, you may end the turn in any lane. Sometimes, signs or pavement markings will let you turn right from another lane, as shown by the graphic. 7. Turn at AT intersection from a one-way street into a two-way street. Look for through traffic that has the right of way. You may turn either right or left from the center lane. Watch for vehicles, motorcyclists, and bicyclists inside your turn. Legal U-turns. A U-turn is turning your vehicle around in the street to go back the way you came. To make a U-turn, signal and use the far left lane or the center left turn lane. You may make a legal U-turn. Across a double yellow line when it is safe and legal. In a residential district. If there are no vehicles approaching you within 200 feet. Whenever a traffic sign, light, or traffic signal light protects you from approaching vehicles. At an intersection on a green traffic signal light or green arrow, unless a no U-turn sign is posted. On a divided highway, only if an opening is provided in the center divider. Illegal U-turns. Never make a U-turn. At or on a railroad crossing. On a divided highway by crossing a dividing section, curb, strip of land, or two sets of double yellow lines. Where you cannot see clearly 200 feet in each direction because of a curve, hill, rain, fog, or other reason. Where a no U-turn sign is posted. When other vehicles may hit you. On a one-way street. In front of a fire station, never use a fire station driveway to turn your vehicle around. In business districts, areas with churches, apartments, multifamily housing units, and public buildings, except schools, are also considered to be business districts. Turn only at an intersection, unless a sign prohibits it, or where openings are provided for turns. Chapter 14. Parking. Parking on a hill. When you park. On a sloping driveway, turn the wheels so the vehicle will not roll into the street if the brakes fail. Headed downhill, turn your front wheels into the curb or toward the side of the road, set the parking brake. Headed uphill, turn your front wheels away from the curb and let your vehicle roll back a few inches, the wheel should gently touch the curb, set the parking brake. Headed either uphill or downhill when there is no curb, turn the wheels so the vehicle will roll away from the center of the road if the brakes fail. Always set your parking brake and leave the vehicle in gear or in the park position. Parallel parking. Parallel parking is a driving technique which allows you to park parallel to the road in line with other parked vehicles. The steps below explain how to parallel park safely. 1. Find a space. Look for a space at least 3 feet longer than your vehicle. When you find a space, signal that you intend to park. 2. Pull your vehicle alongside the space or vehicle in front of where you intend to park. Leave approximately 2 feet between the vehicle or space next to you and stop once your rear bumper is aligned to the front of the space where you want to park. Check your rearview mirror and look over your shoulder for approaching vehicles. Keep your foot on the brake and put the vehicle in reverse. Maintain the signal. 3. Lift your foot off the brake. Before backing up, check your mirrors and look over your shoulder for any hazards. Begin to back up, at approximately a 45-degree angle. 4. Straighten out. Begin turning the steering wheel away from the curb when your rear wheel is within 18 inches from the curb. You may need to pull forward and backward to straighten out. Your vehicle should now be parallel and no further than 18 inches from the curb. Parking at colored curbs. Painted colored curbs have the following special parking rules. White stop only long enough to pick up or drop off passengers or mail. Green park for a limited time. Look for a posted sign next to the green zone for time limits, or locate the time limit painted on the curb. Yellow stop no longer than the time posted to load or unload passengers or freight. Drivers of non-commercial vehicles are usually required to stay with the vehicle. Red no stopping, standing, or parking. Buses may stop at a red zone marked for buses. Blue parking is permitted only for a disabled person or driver of a disabled person who displays a placard or special license plate for disabled persons or disabled veterans. A crosshatched diagonal lines area adjacent to a designated disabled parking space is a no parking area. For information or an application for disabled person parking placards or special plates, visit dmv.ca.gov or call 1-800-777-0133. Note, placard abuse results in the loss of special parking privileges. It is also a misdemeanor and punishable by a fine of up to $1,000, imprisonment in county jail for up to 6 months, or both. Examples of disabled person placard plate abuse. Using a placard plate after it has been reported lost or stolen without reporting that the placard plate was found. Loaning your placard plate to friends or family members, disabled or not. Interchanging placards with friends or family members. Using a placard plate when the person it was issued to is not in the vehicle with you, disabled child, family member, employer, etc. Using a deceased person's placard plate. Note, you must return the placard plate of a deceased disabled person to a DMV field office or mail to DMV. P.O. Box 942869, MSD 238. Sacramento, California, 94269-0001. Illegal parking. Never park or leave your vehicle where a no parking sign is posted. On a marked or unmarked crosswalk, sidewalk, partially blocking a sidewalk, or in front of a driveway. Within 3 feet of a sidewalk ramp for disabled persons or in front of or on a curb that provides wheelchair access to a sidewalk. In a disabled person parking space, unless you are disabled and display a placard or disabled person license plates. In the space next to a disabled person parking space, if it is painted in a crosshatched diagonal pattern, CVC section 22507.8(c)(2). In a space designated for parking or fueling zero-emission vehicles that display an identifying decal, unless you are driving a zero-emission vehicle that you will charge in the space. In a tunnel or on a bridge, except where permitted by signs. Within 15 feet of a fire hydrant or fire station driveway. On or within 7.5 feet of a railroad track. Between a safety zone and curb. Double park, parking in the street when all legal parking places at the curb are taken. On the wrong side of the street. At a red curb. On a freeway, except in an emergency. When a peace officer or device requires a stop. Where a stop is specifically permitted. Note, if you must stop on a freeway, park completely off the pavement and stay in your vehicle with the doors locked until help arrives. Leave enough space for other vehicles to freely pass your vehicle. Your vehicle should be visible for at least 200 feet in each direction. A vehicle, even if disabled, that is stopped, parked, or left standing on a freeway for more than 4 hours may be removed. CVC Section 22651F. Special parking rules. When you park alongside a curb on a level street, the front and back wheels must be parallel and within 18 inches of the curb. Park parallel to the street if there is no curb. Never leave your vehicle while the engine or the electric motor is still running. Stop the engine or the electric motor and set the parking brake. When you are ready to exit your vehicle, look carefully for posse-ing vehicles, bicyclists, and motorcyclists. Do not open the door unless it is safe and you do not interfere with traffic. Do not leave the door open longer than necessary. Disabled people with a placard or special plates may park in any parking zone that is restricted as to the length of time parking. Is permitted as indicated by a sign pursuant to a local ordinance. Pursuant to CVC Section 22511, a local authority, by ordinance or resolution, may designate stalls or spaces on a public street within ITS jurisdiction for the exclusive purpose of charging and parking a vehicle that is connected for electric charging purposes. Chapter 15, Safe Driving Practices. Signaling. Always signal when to running left or right, changing lanes, slowing down, or stopping. Signaling lets other drivers, motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians know your intentions. Signals may be given by hand and arm positions or using the vehicle's signal lights. If bright sunlight makes the signal lights hard to see, also use hand and arm signals. Motorcyclists often use hand signals to make themselves more visible. Bicyclists may give right turn signals with their right arm held straight out, pointing right. Signal. During the last 100 feet before reaching the turning point, left or right turn. Before every lane change, check your mirrors, look over your shoulder, and check your blind spot before changing lanes. At least 5 seconds before you change lanes on a freeway. Before pulling next to the curb or away from the curb. When you change directions. Even when you do not see other vehicles, a vehicle you do not see may suddenly appear and hit you. If you plan to turn beyond an intersection, start signaling when you are in the intersection. If you signal too early, the other driver may think you plan to turn into the intersection and they may pull out in front of you. Remember to cancel your signal after turning. Steering. Recommendations for steering control and hand positions differ from vehicle to vehicle based on the size, age, speed, and responsiveness of the vehicle. While there is no one correct hand position or way to steer, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration (NHTSA) has provided some basic guidelines. Hand position. If you think of the steering wheel as the face of a clock, place your hands at 9 and 3 o'clock, or slightly lower at 8 and 4 o'clock, to reduce face, arm, and hand injuries. In the case of a deployed airbag, you should grip the outside of the steering wheel, with your knuckles on the outside of the wheel, and your thumbs stretched along the rim. Controlling the vehicle. There is no one correct way to steer a vehicle safely, but here are a few steering methods recommended by NHTSA. Hand-to-hand steering. This steering method may also be called push-pull steering. Using this steering method, your hands do not cross over the face of the steering wheel, and therefore, there is less chance of injury to your face, arms, or hands in the event of an airbag. Deploying. When using this method, start with your hands at 9 and 3 o'clock, or slightly lower at 8 and 4 o'clock, depending on the direction you are turning. One hand will push the wheel up, and the opposite hand pulls down. Hand-over-hand steering. This method of steering can be used when turning at low speeds, parking, or recovering from a skid. When using this method, start with your hands at 9 and 3 o'clock, or slightly lower at 8 and 4 o'clock, depending on the direction you are turning. One hand will push the wheel up, while the other hand will let go, reach across the other arm, grasp the wheel, and pull up. One-hand steering. NHTSA recommends using one-hand steering only when turning while backing, or operating vehicle controls that require removing a hand from the steering wheel. The only time that a 12 o'clock hand position is recommended is when backing a vehicle while turning, as the driver must turn in their seat to see the path of the vehicle. The placement of hands on the wheel at 9 and 3 o'clock, or slightly lower at 8 and 4 o'clock, is critical to vehicle balance. Horn, headlights, and emergency signals. Use your horn. Only when necessary, to avoid collisions. To try to get eye contact with other drivers, you may tap your horn to alert another driver who might turn in front of you and cause a collision. On narrow mountain roads, where you cannot see at least 200 feet ahead of your vehicle. Do not use your horn. If a driver or bicyclist is moving slowly, and you want them to drive faster or get out of your way, the driver or bicyclist may not be able to safely go faster due to illness, being lost, intoxication, or mechanical problems with the vehicle. To alert other drivers that they made a mistake, your honking may cause them to make more mistakes or become angry and retaliate. Because you may be angry or upset. To honk at pedestrians, bicyclists, or motorcyclists unless necessary to avoid a collision. Remember that your horn sounds much louder outside a vehicle. Note, honking your horn may startle other drivers. It is safer to slow down or stop instead of honking your horn. Use your headlights. If weather conditions require you to use your windshield wipers, you are required to turn on your low beam headlights. Any time conditions, clouds, rain, snow, dust, smoke, fog, etc., prevent you from seeing other vehicles. On small country or mountain roads, even on sunny days. In darkness and when visibility does not allow clear recognition of a person or vehicle from a distance of 1,000 feet. When the vehicle is operated from 30 minutes after sunset to 30 minutes before sunrise. When a regulatory white road sign is posted stating headlights must be on. To increase your vehicle's visibility to others while driving, even on bright days and especially when the sun is low on the horizon. Use your emergency signals. If you can see a collision ahead, warn the drivers behind you by turning on your emergency flashers or tapping your brake pedal quickly 3 or 4 times. You can also use the hand signal when slowing and stopping. Never stop on the road unless necessary for safety or to obey a law. If you need to stop, start braking early as a signal to the cars behind you. If your vehicle breaks down on the road, make sure that other drivers can see it. If you experience vehicle trouble and need to stop, follow these rules. Pull off the road, away from all traffic, if possible. If you cannot get completely off the road, stop where people can see you and your vehicle from behind. Do not stop just over a hill or just around a curve. Turn on your emergency flashers if you are not moving. If your vehicle doesn't have emergency flashers, turn signals may be used instead. If it is safe, lift the hood to signal an emergency. Give other drivers plenty of warning. Place emergency F-laries or triangles 200 to 300 feet behind the vehicle. This allows other drivers time to change lanes, if necessary. Be very careful when using flares. They may cause fires, especially when used near flammable liquids. If you do not have emergency flares, follow the rules listed above and stay in your vehicle until help arrives. Be careful for your safety and stay off the road. Text messaging and cell phones. It is illegal to drive a motor vehicle while using a cell phone or an electronic wireless communication device to write, send, or read text messages, instant messages, and emails unless you are 18 years old or older and using a cell phone or an electronic wireless communications device designed and configured to allow voice and hands-free operation to dictate, send, or listen to text-based communications when operating a vehicle. Although hands-free devices are permitted, except for minors, drivers should minimize distractions to focus on safe driving practices. Call for help in emergencies only. If your cell phone rings, do not answer it. Let the call go to voicemail, if you have this feature. If you must make a call, pull safely off the road before making the call. Keep telephone conversations short or, if possible, have a passenger make the call. If you use your electronic wireless communications device, it must be mounted on the windshield, dashboard, or center console of the vehicle. It cannot hinder your view of the road. Use a single swipe or touch on the mounted electronic device. Do not use your cell phone during hazardous conditions to engage in distracting conversations. Note, minors may not use a cell phone or an electronic wireless communications device except in certain emergencies. Refer to the Minors and Cell Phones section on page 16 for additional information. Chapter 16, Vehicle Positioning. Following distances. Suppose you are on a two-lane road with an oncoming vehicle approaching and a bicyclist ahead to your right. Instead of driving between the vehicle and the bicyclist, take one danger at a time. First, slow down and let the oncoming vehicle pass. Then, when it is safe, move to the left to allow plenty of room, at least 3 feet, to pass the bicyclist. Persons who present dangers to drivers. Increase your following distance and allow a bigger space for drivers who may be potentially dangerous. Persons who present dangers are drivers who cannot see you because their view is blocked by buildings, trees, or other cars. Drivers backing out of driveways or parking spaces. Drivers who pass you when there is a curve or oncoming vehicles ahead. Drivers about to be forced into your lane to avoid a vehicle, pedestrian, bicyclist, obstruction, or because of fewer lanes ahead. Pedestrians with umbrellas in front of their faces or hats pulled down over their eyes. Distracted people, such as delivery persons, construction workers. Distracted pedestrians, such as those talking or texting on their electronic wireless communications device. Children, who often run into the street without looking. Drivers talking or texting on their electronic wireless communications device or speaking to their passengers. Drivers taking care of children, eating, or looking at maps while driving. Confused people, such as tourists, often at complicated intersections. Drivers who are looking for a house number or slow down for no apparent reason. Splitting the difference. Sometimes there will be dangers on both sides of the road at the same time. For example, there will be parked cars to the right and oncoming cars to the left. In this case, the best thing to do is split the difference, steer a middle course between the oncoming cars and the parked cars. If one danger is greater than the other, give the most room to the most dangerous situation. Suppose there are oncoming cars on your left side and a child on a bike on your right side. The child is more likely to make a sudden move. Therefore, slow down and, if safe, use as much of your lane to the left as possible until you pass the child. Space to merge. Enter the freeway at or near the speed of traffic. Do not stop before merging into freeway traffic, unless it is absolutely necessary. Freeway traffic has the right of way. When it is safe, follow the 3-second rule. Refer to the Do Not Be a Tailgater section on page 43. Do not try to merge into a gap that is too small. Watch for vehicles around you. Use your mirrors and turn signals. Turn your head to look quickly over your shoulder before changing lanes or merging in traffic. Leave 3 seconds of space between you and the vehicle ahead of you. Make sure you can stop safely, if necessary. If you need to cross several freeway lanes, cross them one at a time. If you wait until all of the lanes are clear, you may cause traffic delays or a collision. Space to cross or enter. When crossing or entering city or highway traffic from a full stop, signal, and leave a large enough gap to get up to the speed of other vehicles, you must share the space with traffic already on the road. It is important to know how much space you need for merging, crossing, entering, and exiting out of traffic. You need a gap that is about half a block on city streets, a full block on the highway. If you are crossing lanes or turning, make sure there are no vehicles or people blocking the path ahead or to the sides of your vehicle. You do not want to be caught in an intersection with traffic coming at you. Even if you have the green traffic signal light, do not start across the intersection if there are vehicles blocking your way. When turning left, do not start the turn just because an approaching vehicle has its right turn signal on. The driver may plan to turn just beyond you, or the signal may have been left on from an earlier turn. This is particularly true of motorcycles. Their signal lights often do not turn off automatically. Wait until the other driver actually starts to turn before you continue. Space to exit. When you plan to exit the freeway, give yourself plenty of time. You should know the name or number of the freeway exit you want, as well as the one that comes before it, to exit safely. Signal, look over your shoulder, and change lanes one at a time until you are in the proper lane to exit the freeway. Signal your intention to exit for approximately 5 seconds before reaching the exit. Be sure you are at the proper speed for leaving the traffic lane, not too fast so you remain in control, and not too slow so the flow of traffic can still move freely. Passing. When approaching to pass. Before you pass, look ahead for road conditions and traffic that may cause other vehicles to move into your lane. Only pass when safe to do so. You must judge whether you have enough room to pass whenever you approach an oncoming vehicle. A hill or curve. An intersection. A road obstruction. A bicyclist. Do not pass. If you are approaching a hill or curve and cannot see if other traffic is approaching within 100 feet of an intersection, bridge, tunnel, railroad crossing, or area that could cause concern. How to pass. Never drive off the paved or main traveled portion of the road or on the shoulder to pass. The edge of the main traveled portion of the road may have a painted white line on the road's surface. Passing other vehicles at crossroads, railroad crossings, and driveways is dangerous. Pass traffic on the left. You may pass on the right only when an open highway is clearly marked for two or more lanes of travel in your direction. The driver ahead of you is turning left and you do not drive off the roadway to pass. Never pass on the left if the driver is signaling a left turn on a one-way street. Always signal before passing. You may also lightly tap your horn, or briefly flash your lights, to let the other driver know you intend to pass. Do not pull out to pass unless you know you have enough space to pull back into your lane. Avoid passing other vehicles, including motorcycles and bicycles, on two-lane roads. Every time you pass, you increase your chances of having a collision. When you pass a bicyclist, slow down and pass the bicyclist only when safe, allowing for a minimum of 3 feet between your vehicle and the bicyclist where possible. Do not squeeze the bicyclist off the road. Returning to a lane after passing. Before you return to your driving lane, be sure you are not dangerously close to the vehicle you have just passed. One way to do this is to look for the vehicle in your inside rearview mirror. When you can see both headlights in your rearview mirror, you may have enough room to return to your driving lane. Do not count on having enough time to pass several vehicles at once or that other drivers will make room for you being passed. If a vehicle is passing you, or has signaled intent to pass, you should avoid accelerating and maintain your lane position to allow the vehicle to pass you. Do not accelerate or try to go faster to avoid being passed. Chapter 17, Sharing the Road. Large trucks, big rigs, and recreational vehicles, RVs. To reduce the chance of having a collision with a large truck or RV, you must be familiar with a big rig's physical capabilities and how it maneuvers. Braking. Large trucks take longer to stop than passenger vehicles traveling at the same speed. The average passenger vehicle traveling at 55 miles per hour can stop within 400 feet. However, a large truck traveling at the same speed can take almost 800 feet to stop. Do not move in front of a large truck and suddenly slow down or stop. The truck driver will not be able to stop quickly enough to avoid crashing into you. Truckers' blind spots, the no zone. Passenger vehicle drivers incorrectly assume that a trucker can see the road better because they are higher off the road. While truckers do have a better forward view and bigger mirrors, they still have large blind spots or no zones where your vehicle can disappear from a truck driver's view. If you stay in those blind spots, you block the trucker's ability to take evasive action to avoid a dangerous situation. Generally speaking, if you cannot see the truck driver in their side mirror, they cannot see you. Turning. When a vehicle makes a turn, the rear wheels follow a shorter path than the front wheels. The longer the vehicle, the greater the difference in the turning path. This is why big rig drivers must often swing wide to complete a right turn. When you follow a big rig, look at its turn signals before you start to pass. If the truck appears to be turning left, check the turn signals again. The driver may actually be turning right but first swinging wide. Maneuverability. Trucks are not as maneuverable as passenger vehicles. Large trucks have longer stopping and starting distances. They take more space for turns and weigh more. When no signs are posted, these vehicles must be driven in the right traffic lane or as close as possible to the right edge of the roadway. On a divided highway with four or more traffic lanes in one direction, these vehicles may also be driven in the lane just to the left of the right lane. Avoid these mistakes when driving around large trucks. Cutting off a truck in traffic or on the highway to reach an exit or turn. Cutting into the open space in front of a truck is dangerous. Slow down and take your turn entering the construction zone. Do not speed up to pass a truck, so you can exit the roadway. Take a moment to slow down and exit behind a truck. Lingering alongside a truck when passing. Always pass a large truck on the left side, and after you pass the truck, move ahead of it. Do not linger. Otherwise, you make it very difficult, if not impossible, for the trucker to take evasive action if an obstacle appears in the road ahead. Following too closely or tailgating. When you follow so closely behind a truck that you cannot see the truck driver's side view mirrors, the trucker cannot see you and has no way of knowing you are there. Tailgating a truck, or any vehicle, is dangerous because you decrease your own safety distance if the vehicle in front of you stops quickly. Underestimating the size and speed of an approaching tractor trailer. A large tractor trailer often appears to be traveling at a slower speed because of its large size. Many collisions involving a passenger vehicle and large truck occur at intersections, when the passenger vehicle's driver did not realize how close the truck was or how fast it was traveling. Buses, streetcars, and trolleys. Do not drive through a safety zone, which is a space set aside for pedestrians, marked by raised buttons or markers on a roadway. When people are boarding or leaving a streetcar or trolley where there is no safety zone, stop behind the vehicle's nearest door or vehicle platform and wait until the people have reached a safe place. When a bus, streetcar, or trolley is stopped at a safety zone or at an intersection where traffic is controlled by a peace officer or traffic signal light, you may pass at no more than 10 miles per hour. Do not overtake and pass any light rail vehicle or streetcar on the left side, whether it is moving or standing. Exceptions. When you are on a one-way street. When the tracks are so close to the right side that you cannot pass on the right. When a traffic officer directs you to pass on the left. Light rail vehicles. Light rail vehicles have the same rights and responsibilities on public roadways as other vehicles, although everyone must follow the same traffic laws. Light rail vehicles require exceptional handling ability because of their size. Safely share the road with light rail vehicles by being aware of where light rail vehicles operate, buildings, trees, etc., cause blind spots for the trolley operator. Never turning in front of an approaching light rail vehicle. Maintaining a safe distance from the light rail vehicle if it shares a street with vehicular traffic. Looking for approaching light rail vehicles before you turn across the tracks. Complete your turn only if a traffic signal light indicates you may proceed. Note, light rail vehicles can interrupt traffic signal lights. Do not proceed until the traffic signal light indicates you may proceed. Emergency vehicles. You must yield the right of way to any police vehicle, fire engine, ambulance, or other emergency vehicle using a siren and red lights. Drive to the right edge of the road and stop until the emergency vehicles have passed. However, never stop in an intersection. If you are in an intersection when you see an emergency vehicle, continue through the intersection, and then drive to the right as soon as it is safe and stop. Emergency vehicles often use the wrong side of the street to continue on their way. They sometimes use a loudspeaker to talk to drivers blocking their path. You must obey any traffic direction, order, or signal given by a traffic or peace officer, or a firefighter, even if it conflicts with existing signs, signals, or laws. It is against the law to follow within 300 feet behind any fire engine, police vehicle, ambulance, or other emergency vehicle with a siren or flashing lights. CVC Section 21706. If you drive for sightseeing purposes to the scene of a fire, collision, or other disaster, you may be arrested. Casual observers interfere with the essential services of police, firefighter, ambulance crews, or other rescue or emergency personnel. Slow-moving vehicles. Some vehicles are not designed to keep up with the speed of traffic. Farm tractors, animal-drawn carts, and road maintenance vehicles usually travel 25 miles per hour or less. Slow-moving vehicles have an orange-red triangle on the back of the vehicles. It looks like the sign in the picture to the right. Look for these vehicles and adjust your speed before you reach them. Also, be aware that large trucks, bicyclists, and small underpowered cars lose speed on long or steep hills and take longer to get up to speed when entering traffic. Other types of slow-moving motorized vehicles, such as wheelchairs, scooters, neighborhood electric vehicles, NEVs, and golf carts may legally operate on public roads. Adjust your speed accordingly to accommodate them. Vehicles proceeding at a speed less than the flow of traffic and moving on a two-lane highway where passing is unsafe, must turn off the roadway at the nearest place designated as a turnout or wherever sufficient area for a safe turnout exists, if a line of five or more vehicles forms behind them. Neighborhood electric vehicles, NEV, and low-speed vehicles, LSV. When you see these signs or markings, NEV use only or NEV route, watch out for slow-moving vehicles in the roadway. NEVs and LSVs are restricted from roadways where the speed limit is greater than 35 miles per hour. CVC Sections 385.5 and 21,260, NEVs and LSVs reach a maximum speed of 25 miles per hour. Owners of registered NEVs and LSVs must comply with financial responsibility laws and have a valid DL to operate the vehicle. Animal-drawn vehicles. Horse-drawn vehicles and riders of horses or other animals are entitled to share the road with motor vehicles. It is a traffic offense to scare horses or stampede livestock, slow down or stop, if necessary, or when requested to do so by the riders or herders. Motorcycles. Motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as automobile drivers. While everyone must follow the same traffic laws, motorcyclists face additional dangers because motorcycles require exceptional handling ability and are harder to see. Therefore, many motorcyclists keep their headlights on at all times, even during daylight hours. Motorcyclists can do many things to increase their chances of being seen by drivers and other road users, including wearing a bright-colored jacket, vest, and helmet. Wearing reflective material on helmets and clothes. Always using turn signals when planning to change lanes or turn. Flashing their brake lights before slowing down to help others notice the motorcycle. Avoiding blind spots of other vehicles and not lingering between vehicles when lane splitting. Using high beam headlights during daylight hours. Follow these rules to respect the right of way and safely share the road with motorcyclists. When you change lanes or enter a major thoroughfare, make a visual check in addition to using your mirrors. Motorcycles are small and can easily disappear into a vehicle's blind spots. Allow a 4-second following distance. If the motorcyclist brakes suddenly or falls off the motorcycle, you will need this space to avoid hitting them. Whenever possible, allow the motorcycle a full lane width. Although it is not illegal to share lanes with motorcycles, it can potentially be unsafe. Never try to pass a motorcycle in the same lane you are sharing with them. Whenever possible, move to one side of your lane to give motorcyclists ample room to pass. When you make a turn, check for motorcyclists and gauge their speed before turning to avoid a possible collision. Look carefully for motorcyclists before opening doors next to moving traffic or before turning right. Different road conditions, like potholes, gravel, wet or slippery surfaces, pavement seams, railroad crossings, and grooved pavement, can cause motorcyclists to change speed or direction suddenly. If you are aware of the effect of these conditions and drive with care and attention, you can help reduce motorcyclist injuries and fatalities. For more information regarding motorcycle safety, visit the California Motorcyclist Safety Program at chp.ca.gov or call 1-877-RIDE-411. Bicycles. Bicyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as vehicle and motorcycle drivers, including obeying all traffic signs and signal lights, riding in the same direction as traffic, signaling when changing lanes or turning, yielding to pedestrians, wearing a helmet if under 18 years old, allowing faster traffic to pass when safe, staying visible, for example, never weave between parked vehicles, riding as near to the right curb or edge of the roadway as practicable, not riding on the sidewalk, unless allowed by the city where you're riding, making left and right turns in the same way drivers do, using the same turn lanes. If the bicyclist is traveling straight ahead, they should use a through traffic lane rather than ride next to the curb and block traffic making right turns. Bicyclists shall not operate a bicycle on a roadway unless the bicycle is equipped with a brake, which will enable the operator to make a one-wheel skid on dry, level, clean pavement. During darkness, bicyclists should avoid wearing dark clothing and must have the following equipment. A front lamp emitting a white light visible from a distance of 300 feet. A rear red reflector or a solid or F-flashing red light with a built-in reflector that is visible from a distance of 500 feet. A white or yellow reflector on each pedal or the bicyclist's shoes or ankles visible from a distance of 200 feet. A white or yellow reflector on the front wheel, white or red reflector on the rear wheel, or reflectorized tires. Bicyclists have the right to operate on the road and may lawfully be permitted to ride on certain sections of freeways where there is no alternate route and bicycling is not forbidden by a sign. Move left to avoid hazards such as parked or moving vehicles, bicycles, animals, or debris. Choose to ride near the left curb or edge of a one-way street. Bicycles in travel lanes. Bicyclists traveling slower than the flow of traffic must ride as close as practicable to the right curb or edge of the roadway except in the following situations. Passing a vehicle or another bicycle in the same direction. Preparing to make a left turn at an intersection, into a private road, or at a driveway. When necessary to avoid a hazard or road condition, for example, pedestrians, animals, or surface hazards. When a lane is too narrow for a bicycle and vehicle to travel safely side by side within the lane. When approaching a right turn. If the roadway is a one-way road with two or more lanes, in this case, a bicyclist may ride near the left curb or edge of roadway as practicable. With any slow-moving vehicle or bicycle, drivers should follow at a safe distance and, when it is safe, the bicyclist should move to a position that allows vehicles to pass. Passing a bicyclist that is in the travel lane at a safe distance may require changing into another lane, passing safely and quickly, and returning to your original lane while leaving room between your vehicle and the bicyclist. When you cannot change lanes to pass a bicyclist, allow at least 3 feet between your vehicle and the bicyclist. If you are unable to pass within 3 feet of space, pass at a safe speed to not endanger the bicyclist. Here are some critical points for drivers and bicyclists to remember. Motor vehicle drivers must pass bicyclists, allowing enough room to avoid forcing them into parked vehicles or doors that are open into traffic. Merge toward the curb or into the bike lane only when it is safe. Merge safely behind a bicyclist when preparing to make a turn. Only enter a bike lane no more than 200 feet before starting a turn. Make a visual check for bicyclists when changing lanes or entering traffic. Bicycles are small and may be hidden in a vehicle's blind spot. Be careful when approaching or passing a bicyclist on a two-lane roadway. Pedestrians who are blind. Pedestrians using guide dogs or white canes with or without a red tip must be given the right of way at all times. These pedestrians are partially or totally blind. When these pedestrians are in your vicinity, be especially careful when turning corners or backing up, particularly if you are driving a quiet hybrid vehicle. Here are some suggestions for helping pedestrians who are blind. At a stoplight or sign, do not stop your vehicle more than 5 feet from the crosswalk, unless there is an advanced stop bar line. Blind pedestrians rely on the sound of your vehicle to become aware of your vehicle's presence. Therefore, it is important that you stop your vehicle within 5 feet of the crosswalk. Drivers of hybrid or electric vehicles must remain especially aware that the lack of engine or electric motor noise may cause a blind pedestrian to assume there is not a vehicle nearby. Follow this cue. When a blind person pulls in their cane and steps away from the intersection, this gesture usually means they are not ready to cross the street and for you to go. Stop at all crosswalks where pedestrians are waiting. Wait for the pedestrian to cross the street. Do not stop in the middle of a crosswalk. This forces the blind pedestrian to go around your vehicle and into traffic outside of the crosswalk. Do not give the blind pedestrian verbal directions. A blind pedestrian listens to all traffic sounds before deciding to cross the street. Do not turn right without looking first. Look for any pedestrians, especially blind pedestrians or traffic, before starting your turn. Blind pedestrians who have a green light are not expecting a driver to make a right turn in front of them. Turning may result in the blind pedestrian becoming disoriented and vulnerable to being hit by another right-turning vehicle when attempting to cross the street. Do not honk your horn at a blind person. The blind person has no idea who you are honking at and may be startled by the noise. Do not block any sidewalk. Road workers and work zones, cone zones. Signs and message boards warn you of workers, slow-moving equipment, and closed lanes ahead. Cones, drums, or other barriers will guide you through the work zone. Reduce your speed and be prepared to slow down or stop for highway equipment. Merge as soon as it is safe to do so. Without crossing the cones or drums, in work zones where lanes are narrow or where the shoulder is closed, watch for bicycles when they are present and share the road. Watch for work zone speed limit and reduced speed limit warning signs. For your own safety and the safety of your passengers, remember to pass the work zone carefully, slow down, allow extra following room between vehicles, merge early, expect sudden slowing or stopping, watch for drivers changing lanes at the last minute, and avoid distractions while driving in a work zone. Distractions include using your hands-free cell phone, reading, sending text messages, and/or operating your GPS and entertainment systems. Fines for traffic violations in a work zone can be $1,000 or more. Anyone convicted of assaulting a highway worker faces fines of up to $2,000 and imprisonment for up to 1 year. Do not stop or slow down to watch the road work. Obey special signs or instructions from workers, flaggers. Double fine zones. Due to increased collision-related injuries and fatalities, certain roads are designated as safety-enhanced double fine zones. Fines for violations are doubled in these zones and also in highway construction or maintenance zones when workers are present. CVC Section 42010. Move over and slow down. Drivers are required to move over a lane, if safe to do so, or slow down when approaching a stationary emergency vehicle or tow truck displaying flashing amber warning lights, or a Department of Transportation (Caltrans) vehicle displaying emergency flashing or amber warning lights while stopped on the side of a state highway or freeway. The law is designed to reduce the deaths of peace officers, tow truck drivers, paramedics, Caltrans employees, and other emergency personnel who are aiding stranded or injured motorists or involved in road work. Vehicles with hazardous loads. A diamond-shaped sign on a truck means that the load on the truck is potentially dangerous, gas, explosives, etc. Vehicles that display these signs are required to stop before crossing railroad tracks. Dealing with traffic congestion. Small changes in your driving habits can help relieve chronic traffic congestion. Avoid the following driving behaviors. Tailgating, following too closely. Unnecessary lane changes, weaving in and out of freeway lanes. Inattention, eating, grooming, talking on a cell phone, text messaging, reading the newspaper, etc. Operating a poorly maintained or malfunctioning vehicle or running out of fuel or battery charge. Dealing with aggressive drivers and road rage. Aggressive driving can cause many serious problems on the roadway. All drivers must be aware of both aggressive driving and the behavior known as road rage, and what to do when they occur. There are two important things to be aware of regarding aggressive drivers. 1. Recognizing and avoiding the behaviors in yourself. 2. Avoiding other drivers engaging in these behaviors. Ways to avoid becoming an aggressive driver include: allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Do not cut off other drivers. Do not drive slowly in the left, fast, lane. Do not tailgate. Do not gesture to other drivers. Use your horn for emergencies only. Let aggressive drivers pass you. The following are examples of common behaviors that can lead to aggressive driving and how to avoid them. Lane blocking. Do not block the passing lane. Stay out of the far left lane if other traffic wants to drive faster, and yield to the right for any vehicle that wants to pass. Tailgating. Maintain a safe distance from the vehicle in front of you. If you are being tailgated, leave more space between you and the vehicle in front of you. Signal lights. Always use your signals when changing lanes, and avoid changing lanes too close to the other vehicles. After you have changed lanes, turn your signal off. Gestures. If you must gesture to another driver, do so in a way that will not be interpreted as hostile or obscene. Failure to turn unless otherwise posted. Right turns are allowed after a complete stop at a red light. Choosing to wait for the green light may frustrate the drivers behind you, but is not illegal. Parking. Do not take more than one parking space. Do not park in the disabled parking space if you do not have a disabled person parking placard or plates. Headlights. If you use your high beam headlights, dim your lights for oncoming traffic, and when approaching a vehicle from behind, do not retaliate to oncoming high beams with your own. Merging. When traffic permits, make room to allow vehicles to merge into your lane. Chapter 18. Special driving situations. Keep your car visible. The driver's blind spots are shown in the graphic on page 70. If you look only in your mirrors, you cannot see vehicles in these blind spots. Turn your head to see if a vehicle is in one of these blind spots. Do not linger in another driver's blind spot. As soon as you can, drop back or pass the vehicle. What is the road condition? The faster your speed, the less control you have of your vehicle. Rather than driving at the legal posted speed limit, adjust your driving speed for road conditions or whatever affects the safe operation of your vehicle. Curves. On curves, there is a strong outward pull on your vehicle, which is especially dangerous when the road is slippery. Rain, mud, snow, ice, and gravel make the road slippery. If a speed limit is not posted before a curve, you must judge how sharp the curve is and adjust your speed accordingly. Slow down before you enter the curve. You do not know what may be ahead. Stalled vehicle, collision, etc. Braking on a curve may cause you to skid. Traffic speeds. Collisions are more likely to happen when one driver goes faster or slower than the other vehicles on the road. If you drive faster than other traffic, you increase your chances of being involved in a collision. Speeding does not save much time. Driving slower than other vehicles or stopping suddenly can be just as dangerous as speeding, if not more dangerous, because you may cause a rear-end collision or cause other drivers to swerve to avoid hitting your vehicle. If you are in the fast lane and notice vehicles moving to the right lane to pass you, or a line of vehicles forming behind you, the best thing to do is move into the right lane when safe, and let the vehicles pass. Driving hazards. Water on the road. Slow down when there is a lot of water on the road. In a heavy rain at speeds of 50 miles per hour or more, your tires can lose all contact with the road and then your vehicle will be riding on water or hydroplaning. A slight change of direction, applying the brakes, or a gust of wind could throw your vehicle into a skid. If your vehicle starts to hydroplane, slow down gradually, do not apply the brakes. Slippery roads. Slow down at the first sign of rain, especially after a dry spell. This is when many roads are the most slippery, because oil and dust have not washed away. A slippery road will not give your tires the grip they need. Drive more slowly than you would on a dry road. Adjust your speed as follows. Wet road, go 5 to 10 miles per hour slower. Packed snow, reduce your speed by half. Ice, slow to a crawl. Some road surfaces are more slippery than others when wet and usually have warning signs posted. Here are some clues to help you spot slippery roads. On cold, wet days, shade from trees or buildings can hide spots of ice. These areas freeze first and dry out last. Bridges and overpasses tend to freeze before the rest of the road does. They can hide spots of ice. If it starts to rain on a hot day, the pavement can be very slippery for the first several minutes. Heat causes oil in the asphalt to come to the surface. The oil makes the road slippery until the rain washes the oil off the surface of the road. High winds. High winds can be a hazard while driving, especially to larger vehicles, such as trucks, campers, and vehicles with trailers. Some precautions for driving in high winds include: reducing your speed. Slowing down gives you better control over the vehicle and will give you more time to react in the event your vehicle gets hit by a strong gust of wind. Maintaining a firm hand position on the steering wheel. Strong wind gusts are unpredictable, and if you are not holding the wheel properly, gusts can be strong enough to cause the steering wheel to be jerked out of your hands. Being alert, look well ahead and watch for any debris on the road. High winds can cause debris to litter the highway or can even throw debris directly into your path. By looking ahead, you give yourself more time to react to road hazards. Not using cruise control, you can maintain maximum control of the accelerator, gas, pedal when unpredictable gusts of wind occur. Being proactive, wait for the storm to blow over. It may be safer to pull over and take a break. Driving in fog or heavy smoke. The best advice for driving in the fog or heavy smoke is don't. You should consider postponing your trip until the fog clears. However, if you must drive, then drive slow, turn on your windshield wipers, and use your low beam headlights. The light from the high beam headlights will reflect back and cause glare. Never drive with just your parking or fog lights. Increase your following distance and be prepared to stop within the space you can see ahead. Avoid crossing or passing lanes of traffic unless absolutely necessary. Listen for traffic you cannot see. Use your wipers and defroster as necessary for best vision. If the fog becomes so thick that you can barely see, consider pulling off the roadway, activating your emergency signal lights, and waiting until the weather improves before continuing. Driving with sun glare. Glare from the sun can be very dangerous while driving. The following tips may help you manage sun glare. Keep the inside and outside of your windshield clean. Make sure your windshield wipers are in good working order and your wiper fluid level is full. Wear polarized sunglasses. Maintain enough space between your vehicle and the vehicles around you. Your car visor should also be free of anything that would restrict use and be in good working order. Be extra cautious of pedestrians. You may have difficulty seeing them. Try to avoid driving during sunrise and sunset. Driving in darkness. Night driving is more difficult and hazardous than daytime driving. Make sure you can stop within the distance lighted by your headlights. Use your low beam headlights at night when it rains. Do not drive using only your parking lights. Use your high-beam headlights whenever possible in open country or dark city streets, as long as it is not illegal. Do not blind the driver of an oncoming vehicle with your high-beam headlights. Dim your lights when necessary, if another vehicle's lights are bright. Do not look directly into the oncoming headlights. Look toward the right edge of your lane. Watch the oncoming vehicle out of the corner of your eye. Do not try to get back at the other driver by keeping your bright lights on. If you do, both of you may be blinded. When you drive at night, remember, pedestrians and bicyclists are much harder to see at night. Stay alert for them. Motorcycles are also harder to see at night because most have only one taillight. Highway construction can take place at night. Reduce your speed in highway construction zones. When you leave a brightly lit place, drive slowly until your eyes adjust to the darkness. When a vehicle with one light drives toward you, drive as far to the right as possible. It could be a bicyclist or motorcyclist, but it could also be a vehicle with a missing headlight. Driving in rain or snow. Many road pavements are the most slippery when it first starts to rain or snow because oil and dust have not yet washed away. Slow down at the first sign of rain, drizzle, or snow on the road. Turn on your windshield wipers, low beam headlights, and defroster. In a heavy rainstorm or snowstorm, you may not be able to see more than 100 feet ahead of your vehicle. When you cannot see any farther than 100 feet, you cannot safely drive faster than 30 miles per hour. You may have to stop from time to time to wipe mud or snow off your windshield, headlights, and taillights. If you drive in snowy areas, carry the correct number of chains and be sure they will fit your drive wheels. Learn how to put the chains on before you need to use them. Flooded roadways. Excessive water on a roadway may cause flooding. This can happen gradually or suddenly. Flooding is dangerous and can be life-threatening. It is important to understand the risks of water on the roadway. Some of the dangers of a flooded roadway include the vehicle being swept off the road, floating debris and unseen hazards, the roadway collapsing, vehicle malfunction, for example, brake failure, electrocution if accompanied by fallen power lines. It is best to find an alternate route if you encounter a flooded roadway. It may not be possible to determine the depth of the flood by looking. It may be deep and too dangerous to cross. If you have no other option but to drive through a flooded roadway, be sure to drive slowly. Once you have safely navigated through the water, slowly and carefully check your brakes to ensure that they function correctly. Driving in hill country or curves. You never know what is on the other side of a steep hill or a sharp curve. When you come to a hill or curve, slow down so you can stop for any hazard. You must drive slowly enough to stop. Anytime your view is blocked by a hill or a curve, assume there is another vehicle ahead of you. Only pass the vehicle if a hill or curve is at least 1/3 of a mile away, because you need at least that much room to pass safely. Do not drive on the left side of the road when coming to a curve or the top of a hill, because you cannot see far enough ahead to know if it is safe to pass. Traffic brakes. Traffic brakes are used by law enforcement to slow or stop traffic to remove hazards from the roadway. Conduct emergency operations. Prevent traffic collisions in heavy fog or unusually heavy traffic. During a traffic break, the officer turns the rear emergency lights on, slows the vehicle, and drives across the lanes of traffic in a serpentine manner, to assist the officer in conducting a traffic break. Activate your emergency flashers to warn other drivers there is a hazard ahead. Slowly begin to decrease your speed. Do not slow abruptly unless it is necessary to avoid a collision. Slow to the same speed as the officer while keeping a safe distance from the patrol vehicle ahead of you. Do not attempt to drive past the patrol vehicle. Do not accelerate until the patrol vehicle has turned off its emergency lights and traffic conditions ahead allow the traffic to return to normal speeds. Clean windows and mirrors. Keep your mirrors, windshield, and side windows clean inside and outside. Bright sun or headlights on a dirty window make it hard to see out. Clear off ice, frost, or dew from all windows before you drive. If you drive in rain or snow, you may have to stop to remove mud or snow off your windshield, mirrors, headlights, and taillights. Adjust seat and mirrors. Adjust your seat before you put in your seat belt. You should sit high enough to see the road. Adjust your rear and side view mirrors before you start driving. If your vehicle has a day-night mirror, learn how to use it. The night setting reduces the headlight glare from the cars behind you and helps you see well. Tire safety. Tires are an important part of driving safety. Here are a few simple tips to help you maintain your tires. Look for any tears or bulges on the sidewall of the tire, check the tread depth, and ensure your tire pressure is within the proper range by referring to the owner's manual or the pounds per square inch PSI indicator within the inside edge of the vehicle door. You can use a penny to check the tread on your tire. Hold the penny so you can see Abraham Lincoln's head. You should hold the coin between your fingers so his head is facing you and completely visible. Place the coin, with the head pointing down, into the deepest groove of your tire tread. If his head is completely visible, your tires need to be replaced. Green driving. Green driving, or smart driving, is a set of activities and techniques that maximize vehicle fuel efficiency and lower emissions by improving driving habits and keeping up with vehicle maintenance. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, the transportation sector generates the largest share of greenhouse gas emissions. The following are a few easy-to-remember activities that you can use for green driving. Behavior: accelerate and slow down smoothly, and maintain a steady average speed. Maintenance: keep your vehicle in good shape by regularly inflating tires, getting oil changes, and checking filters. Weight: get rid of extra weight in your vehicle by clearing out the trunk, or removing luggage racks from the roof. To further lower emissions, consider a zero-emission vehicle powered by electricity or hydrogen. Plug-in electric cars are charged overnight at home or at a public or workplace charging station. Hydrogen fuel cell electric cars are refueled at public hydrogen stations. Both produce no tailpipe emissions, do not require oil changes, have excellent fuel economy, and require minimal maintenance. Note, for more information, visit fueleconomy.gov. Green driving is promoted by the Office of Transportation and Air Quality and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Other dangers. All gas-powered vehicles produce carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is a deadly, odorless gas that is released out of the exhaust pipe of the vehicle. Symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning may include weariness, yawning, dizziness, nausea, headache, and/or ringing in the ears. You can prevent carbon monoxide poisoning by having the exhaust system checked regularly. Also, leave the window partially open when starting the engine, while driving the vehicle, or when running the engine while parked. Never run the engine with your garage door closed. What a driver should do during an enforcement stop. Acknowledge the officer's presence by turning on your right turn signal. Activating your signal lets the officer know that you recognize their presence. An officer may become alarmed if you fail to recognize them, and might perceive that you have a reason to avoid yielding or that you might be impaired. Move your vehicle to the right shoulder of the road. The officer will guide you using their patrol vehicle. Do not move onto the center median. Do not stop in the center median of a freeway or on the opposite side of a two-lane roadway. This places both the driver and the officer in danger of being hit by oncoming traffic. On a freeway, move completely onto the right shoulder, even if you're in the carpool, HOV lane. Stop in a well-lit area when possible. Pull your vehicle as far off the roadway as possible. When it is dark, look for locations that have more light, such as areas with street or freeway lights, near restaurants, or service stations. End your cell phone conversation and turn off your radio. The officer needs your full attention to communicate with you to complete the enforcement stop in the least amount of time needed. Remain inside your vehicle unless otherwise directed by the officer. Never step out of your vehicle, unless an officer directs you to do so. During an enforcement stop, the officer's priorities are your safety, the safety of your passengers, and the officer's own personal safety. In most situations, the safest place for you and your passengers is inside your vehicle. Exiting your vehicle without first being directed by an officer can increase the risk of being struck by a passing vehicle and/or increase the officer's level of feeling threatened. Place your hands in clear view, including all passengers' hands, such as on the steering wheel, on top of your lap, etc. during an enforcement stop, an officer's inability to see the hands of the driver and all occupants in the vehicle increases the officer's level of feeling threatened. Most violent criminal acts against a law enforcement officer occur through the use of a person's hands, such as the use of a firearm, sharp object, etc. If your windows are tinted, it is recommended that you roll down your windows after you have stopped your vehicle on the right shoulder of the roadway and before the officer makes contact with you. Chapter 19, Handling Emergencies. Mechanical tips. Skids on slippery surfaces. Ice and packed snow on the road can cause your vehicle to skid, especially if you are driving too fast or going downhill. If you start to skid, ease off the accelerator, gas pedal. Stop braking. Turn the steering wheel in the direction of the skid. If you cannot control your vehicle on a slippery surface, try to find something to stop the skid. Try to get a wheel on dry pavement or on the shoulder of the road. You may have to edge slowly into a snow bank or bushes to stop the vehicle. To prevent skidding on slippery surfaces, drive slowly and stay farther behind the vehicle ahead of you. Slow down as you approach curves and intersections. Avoid fast turns. Avoid quick stops. Pump the brakes to slow or stop. Do not pump anti-lock brakes. Shift to low gear before going down a steep hill. Avoid especially slippery areas, such as ice patches, wet leaves, oil, or deep puddles. If the brakes get wet, dry them by lightly pressing the accelerator, gas, and brake pedals at the same time so that the vehicle drives against the pressure of the brakes. Perform this light pressing only until the brakes dry. Driving off the pavement. If your wheels drift off the pavement, grip the steering wheel firmly, ease your foot off the accelerator, gas pedal, and brake gently. Check for traffic behind you. Gently steer back onto the pavement. Do not pull or turn your steering wheel suddenly. This may cause you to drive into oncoming traffic. Acceleration skids. An acceleration skid usually happens when the drive wheels lose traction on the road surface. To maintain control of a skidding vehicle, do not apply the brakes, ease off the accelerator, gas pedal, and straighten the front wheels as the vehicle begins to straighten itself out. Locked wheel skids. This type of skid is usually caused by braking too hard at a high rate of speed and locking the wheels. The vehicle will skid no matter which way the steering wheel is turned. Take your foot off the brake to unlock the wheels, then, straighten the front wheels as the vehicle begins to straighten out. If your vehicle is not equipped with anti-lock brakes and you enter a locked wheel skid, step on the brake gradually until you are at a safe speed to continue driving. However, if you press the brake pedal and it sinks to the floor, quickly pump the brake pedal to build pressure. As you're pumping the brakes, downshift your vehicle into a lower gear or neutral to slow down, then try using your emergency or parking brake to stop. Slow the vehicle gradually until you are at a safe speed to continue driving. Accelerator malfunction. If your accelerator becomes stuck, you should 1. Shift to neutral. 2. Apply the brakes. 3. Keep your eyes on the road. 4. Look for an alternate route away from traffic or look for a way out. 5. Warn other drivers by honking and turning on your emergency lights. 6. Try to drive the car safely off the road. 7. Stop and then turn off the ignition. Do not turn off the ignition while moving. Steering wheel locking device. Warning, never turn your vehicle's ignition to the lock position while it is still in motion. The steering will lock and you will lose control of your vehicle. Collisions are not accidents. Causes of collisions. The most common causes of collisions are driver distractions, unsafe speed, driving on the wrong side of the road, improper turns, violating the right-of-way rules, violating stop signals and signs. If you see a vehicle's hazard lights ahead, slow down. There may be a collision or other road emergency ahead. Stop and give assistance if asked by anyone, or pass very carefully. Avoid driving near collisions, if possible. Those injured will be helped faster if other vehicles aren't blocking the road. Involved in a collision. If you are involved in a collision, you must stop. Someone could be injured and need your help. If you do not stop, you may be convicted of hit and run and could be severely punished. Call 911 if anyone is hurt. Move your vehicle out of the traffic lane if no one is injured or killed. Show your DL, vehicle registration card, evidence of financial responsibility, and current address to the other driver, persons involved, and peace officer. You, or your insurance agent, broker, or legal representative, must make a written report to the police or California Highway Patrol, CHP, within 24 hours of the collision if someone is killed or injured. You, or your insurance agent, broker, or legal representative, must make a written report to DMV within 10 days. If you hit a parked vehicle or other property, leave a note with your name, phone number, and address in or securely attached to the vehicle or property you hit. Report the collision to the city police, or in unincorporated areas, to CHP. If your parked car rolls away and hits another vehicle, try to find the owner and report the incident to authorities as mentioned above. If you kill or injure an animal, call the nearest Humane Society, police, or CHP. Do not try to move an injured animal or leave an injured animal to die. Reporting a collision. When you have a collision, report it to DMV within 10 days if more than $1,000 in damage was done to the property of any person. Anyone was injured, no matter how slightly, or killed. Each driver, or the driver's insurance agent, broker, or legal representative, must file a report with DMV using the Report of Traffic Accident Occurring in California SR1 form. Go online at dmv.ca.gov or call 1-800-777-0133 to ask for the State Route 1 form. The CHP or police will not make this report for you. You or your representative must make this report whether or not you caused the collision, even if the collision occurred on private property. Your driving privilege will be suspended if you do not make this report. For up to 4 years, if you did not have proper insurance coverage, regardless of who was at fault during the collision, during the last 3 years of the suspension, your DL can be returned to you if you provide a California Insurance Proof Certificate, SR22, SR1P, and maintain it during the 3-year period. Safety tips. On the freeway. According to the CHP, if your vehicle becomes disabled on the freeway, safely pull to the right shoulder. If you must exit the vehicle, exit on the right side of your vehicle, away from traffic. Once you arrange for assistance, return to your vehicle, get back into the vehicle from the right side, away from traffic, and put on your seat belt. Stay inside your vehicle with the seat belt on until help arrives. In certain circumstances, when there is not enough shoulder space or if there is a guardrail or area to safely stay away from the freeway lanes, exit your vehicle and stay away from your vehicle. Use your emergency blinking lights at your discretion according to weather conditions. The lights may be helpful, but they could also attract drunk drivers. The CHP Freeway Service Patrol, FSP, provides free emergency roadside services during commute periods. Call 511 for FSP information and assistance. If FSP cannot start your vehicle, it will be towed free of charge to a location approved by CHP. FSP will also contact additional assistance for you. CHP will notify an auto club or towing service. If you get stuck on the freeway because your vehicle stops running, FSP will offer you a gallon of gas if you run out. Jump start your vehicle if the battery is dead. Refill your radiator and tape hoses. Change a flat tire. Report any collision to CHP. The FSP program will not tow your vehicle to a private repair service or residence. Recommend tow service companies or repair and body shops. Tow motorcycles. Assist vehicles that have been involved in a collision unless directed by the CHP. On railroad tracks. If your vehicle stalls or is otherwise disabled while blocking any part of the train tracks, there is no accident or injury, and the warning lights are flashing, train is approaching, immediately exit your vehicle, run in a 45-degree angle away from the tracks in the direction that the train is coming, and then dial 911. You may only have 20 seconds to escape before the train arrives. The warning lights are not flashing, you do not See a train approaching, exit your vehicle and immediately dial the Emergency Notification System (ENS) number located on the railroad crossing posts or metal control box near the tracks, provide the location, crossing number, if posted, and the road or highway that intersects the tracks. Be sure to specify that a vehicle is on the tracks. After you call ENS, call 911. Chapter 20, Driver Readiness. Vision. You need good vision to drive safely. See the vision section on page 20. If you cannot see clearly, you cannot judge distances or spot trouble, and you will not be able to make the best judgments. You also need to see peripherally or out of the corner of your eye to spot vehicles coming up beside you while your eyes are on the road ahead. Have your eyes checked annually or biennially. Hearing. The sound of horns, a siren, or screeching tires can warn you of danger. Sometimes you can hear a vehicle but cannot see it, especially if it is in your blind spots. Even people with good hearing cannot hear well if there is too much noise. It is against the law to wear a headset or earplugs in both ears while driving. Hearing problems can come on so slowly that you do not notice them. Have your hearing checked periodically. Drivers who are deaf or hard of hearing can adjust their driver safety habits by relying more on their sense of sight to compensate for the loss of hearing. Fatigued or drowsy driving. Fatigue or drowsiness can affect your vision and increase reaction time to hazards. Avoid driving if you are fatigued or drowsy. The following will not prevent drowsy driving. Rolling down the window. Drinking, eating caffeine or sugar. Turning on or turning up the radio. Turning on the air conditioning. The following will prevent drowsy driving. Getting enough sleep before driving, and not driving until rested. Driving with a passenger, and switching drivers when you start to feel drowsy. Taking regular rest stops even if you are not tired. Calling a ride service or friend to take you to your destination. Medications. Remember that all medications, prescription or over-the-counter, are potentially dangerous and can impair your driving. Over-the-counter medicines that you take for colds and allergies can make you drowsy and affect your driving ability. If you must take medication before driving, find out the effects of the medication from your physician or pharmacist. It is your responsibility to know the effects of the medications you take. Before you decide to drive, do not mix medications, unless directed by your physician. Take medications prescribed for someone else. Mix alcohol with your medications, prescribed or over-the-counter. Health and emotions. Emotions can affect the way you drive. Do not let your emotions interfere with safe driving. Use your good judgment, common sense, and courtesy when you drive. Follow the recommended safe driving rules. Discuss health concerns, such as poor vision, heart problems, diabetes, or epilepsy with your physician and follow their advice. Notify DMV if you have a condition that might affect your ability to drive safely. Conditions physicians must report. Physicians and surgeons are required to report patients at least 14 years old and older who are diagnosed as having lapses of consciousness, Alzheimer's disease, or related disorders, California Health and Safety Code Section 103,900. Although not required by law, your physician may report to DMV any other medical condition that they believe may affect your ability to drive safely. Chapter 21, Alcohol and Drugs. Alcohol, drugs and driving is dangerous. Alcohol and/or drugs impair your judgment. Impaired judgment or good sense affects how you react to sounds and what you see. It is also dangerous to walk in traffic or ride a bicycle while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Much of what has been said about alcohol also applies to drugs. California's drunk driving law is also a drug driving law. It refers to DUI of alcohol and/or drugs. If an officer suspects that you are under the influence of drugs, the officer can legally require you to take a blood or urine test. Drivers who refuse these tests are subject to longer DL suspensions and revocations. The use of any drug, the law does not distinguish between prescription, over-the-counter, or illegal drugs, that impairs your ability to drive safely is illegal. Check with your physician or pharmacist and read the warning label if you are not sure that taking the medication will affect your driving. Here are some facts. Most drugs taken for colds, hay fever, allergy, or to calm nerves or muscles can make a person drowsy. Medicines taken together or used with alcohol can be dangerous. Many drugs have unexpected side effects when taken with alcohol. PEP pills, uppers, and diet pills can make a driver more alert for a short time. Later, however, they can cause a person to be nervous, dizzy, and unable to concentrate. They can also affect the vision. Any drug that may cause drowsiness or dizziness is one you should not take before driving. Make sure you read the label and know the effects of any drug you use. Use or possession of alcohol or cannabis products in a vehicle. The law is very strict about use or possession of alcohol or cannabis products in a vehicle on or off the highway. It is illegal to drink any amount of alcohol, or smoke or ingest any cannabis product while driving or riding as a passenger in a motor vehicle. A container of alcohol carried inside the vehicle must be full, sealed, and unopened. However, this law does not apply to non-driving passengers in a bus, taxi, camper, or motor home. An open container of alcohol must be kept in the trunk of the vehicle or a place where passengers do not sit. Keeping an open container of alcohol in the glove compartment is specifically against the law. In addition, the law prohibits the possession of an open container of cannabis or cannabis product when operating a motor vehicle. Drivers under 21, possession of alcohol. If you are under 21 years old, you may not carry liquor, beer, or wine inside a vehicle unless you are accompanied by a parent or other person as specified by law and the container is full, sealed, and unopened. If you are caught with an alcoholic beverage in your vehicle, the vehicle may be impounded for up to 30 days. The court may fine you up to $1,000, and either suspend your driving privilege for 1 year or require DMV to delay the issuance of your first DL for up to 1 year, if you are not already licensed. Your driving privilege will be revoked for 1 year, if you are convicted of either driving with a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.01% or higher or driving under the influence, DUI, of alcohol and or drugs. On the first offense you will be required to complete the educational portion of a licensed DUI program. A subsequent offense may require a longer DUI program and you will not have a restricted DL to attend the DUI program. Exception: you may carry alcoholic beverages in closed containers while working for someone with an off-site liquor sales license. Drivers of all ages. It is illegal to drive after consuming excessive amounts of alcohol in any form, including medications such as cough syrup, or taking any drug, including prescription medications, or using any combination of alcohol or drugs that impairs your ability to drive. Blood alcohol concentration, BAC, limits. It is illegal for any person to operate a vehicle with a BAC of 0.08% or higher, if the person is 21 years old or older. 0.01% or higher, if the person is under 21 years old. 0.01% or higher, at any age if the person is on a DUI probation. 0.04% or higher, in any vehicle requiring a CDL, with or without a CDL issued to the driver. 0.04% or higher, when a passenger for hire is in the vehicle at the time of the offense. DMV can take an administrative action against your driving privilege after you are detained or arrested for a DUI. The court may take a separate action for the same offense. DMV's action is related only to your driving privilege. The court's action may involve a fine, jail time, delay of the DL, and completion of a DUI program. When notified of a DUI conviction by the court, DMV will take an additional action to suspend or revoke your driving privilege. Similar provisions, California Harbors and Navigation Code, apply when you operate any vessel, aquaplane, jet skis, water skis, or similar devices. These convictions are placed on your driving record and will be used by the court to determine prior convictions for motor vehicle DUI sentencing. These convictions are also used when determining the length of a suspension or revocation action or the reinstatement requirements, because of a violation you committed while driving a motor vehicle. Admin per se. When you drive in California, you consent to have your breath, blood or, under certain circumstances, urine tested if you are arrested for DUI of alcohol, drugs, or a combination of both. If arrested, the officer may take your DL, issue you a temporary DL for 30 days, and give you an order of suspension. You may request a DMV administrative hearing within 10 days. The arresting officer may require you to submit to either a breath or blood test. You do not have a right to consult with a lawyer before selecting or completing a test. If your BAC is 0.08% or higher, the peace officer may arrest you. CVC sections 23152 or 23153. If the officer reasonably believes you are under the combined influence of alcohol and drugs, and you have already submitted to a preliminary alcohol screening, PAW, and or breath test, you may still be required to submit to a blood or urine test because the breath test does not detect the presence of drugs. If you refuse to submit to the required blood and/or urine tests, your driving privilege may be suspended because of your refusal. Even if you change your mind later, your driving privilege may be suspended for both reasons, although both actions will run concurrently. Under 21, zero tolerance for alcohol use. If you are under 21 years old, you must submit to a handheld breath test, preliminary alcohol screening, PAW, or one of the other chemical tests. If your BAC measures 0.01% or higher on the PAW, you may be suspended for 1 year. If your PAW shows a BAC of 0.05%, the officer may require you to submit to either a breath or blood test. If a subsequent test reveals a BAC of 0.05% or higher, the officer will issue you an order of suspension and arrest you for DUI, CVC section 23140. Court DUI convictions. If you are convicted of DUI of either alcohol and/or drugs or both, and you have an excessive BAC level, you may be sentenced to serve up to 6 months in jail and pay a fine between $390 to $1,000 the first time you are convicted. Your vehicle may be impounded and is subject to storage fees. On the first conviction, your driving privilege will be suspended for 6 months and you will be required to complete a DUI program, file a California Insurance Proof Certificate, SR-22, SR-1P, and pay all fees before your DL can be reinstated. The length of the program may vary. If your BAC is 0.15% or higher, and you already have a record of other alcohol-related violations or you refuse to submit to a chemical test, the court may order you to complete a 9-month or longer program. If your BAC is 0.20% or higher and the court refers you to an enhanced DUI treatment program, your DL will be suspended for 10 months. You could also be required to install an ignition interlock device (IID) on your vehicle. An IID prevents you from starting your vehicle if you have any alcohol on your breath. If anyone is injured as a result of your DUI, the suspension period is 1 year. In cases involving serious injury or death, you may face civil lawsuits. All DUI convictions will remain on DMV records for 10 years. The courts and/or DMV may impose more stringent penalties for subsequent violations during that period. A BAC below legal limits does not mean that you are safe to drive. Almost all drivers show impairment by alcohol at levels lower than the legal limit. The impairment you exhibit at the time you are stopped may be enough to convict you of a DUI even without a BAC measurement. Drivers 21 and older, DUI programs and restricted driver licenses. Completion of a DUI program is required for all DUI convictions. Generally, if you are over 21 years old, enroll in a DUI program, file a California Insurance Proof Certificate, SR-22, SR-1P, and pay the restriction and reissue fees. DMV will issue you a restricted DL, unless you hold a CDL. First DUI convictions are allowed a DL that restricts you to drive to, from work, during the course of employment, and to, from a DUI program. However, if you are considered a traffic or public safety risk, the court may order DMV to not grant you a restricted DL. Other actions against you may also prohibit the issuance of a restricted DL. Note, commercial drivers are disqualified for 1 year and cannot obtain a restricted CDL without downgrading to a non-commercial DL. See the California Commercial Driver Handbook, DL 650, for more information. Second and subsequent DUI convictions result in increased penalties, including a 2-year suspension or a revocation of up to 5 years. After you complete a prescribed period of your suspension, revocation and either enroll in, or complete a portion of, a DUI program, you may obtain a restricted DL to drive anywhere necessary. If you install an IID on your vehicle, agree not to drive any vehicle without an IID. Agree to complete the prescribed DUI program. File in State Route 22. Pay the reissue and restriction fees. Chapter 22, Additional Driving Laws, Rules. Things you must not do. Do not smoke at any time when a minor is in the vehicle. You can be fined up to $100. Do not dump or abandon an animals on a highway. This crime is punishable by a fine of up to $1,000, 6 months in jail, or both. Do not drive a motor vehicle while using a wireless communications device to write, send, or read text-based communications. Do not wear a headset or earplugs in both ears while driving. Do not drive a vehicle so loaded, either with property or people, that you cannot control it, or see ahead or to the sides of your vehicle. It is illegal to drive any vehicle with an unsafe, unsecured load that is a safety hazard, CVC Section 24002, unsecured loads, ladders, buckets, and loose items in the back of pickup trucks can cause danger for other motorists, especially motorcycles, when they fall onto the road. Do not carry anything in or on a passenger vehicle which extends beyond the fenders on the left side or more than 6 inches beyond the fenders on the right side. Cargo extending more than 4 feet from the back rear bumper of the vehicle must display a 12-inch red or fluorescent orange square flag or 2 red lights at night. Do not allow a person to ride in the back of a pickup or other truck, unless the vehicle is equipped with seats and the person uses both the seat and a safety belt. Do not transport animals in the back of a pickup or other truck unless the animal is properly secured. This prevents the animal from falling, jumping, or being thrown from the vehicle. Do not drive a vehicle equipped with a video monitor. If the monitor is visible to the driver and displays anything other than vehicle information, global mapping displays, external media player, or satellite radio information. Do not throw any cigarette, cigar, or other flaming or glowing substance from your vehicle. Do not block your view by putting signs or other objects on the front windshield or backside windows. Do not hang objects on the mirror, windshield, window stickers, etc., are permitted in these locations only. A 7-inch square on either the lower corner of the passenger's side windshield or lower corner of the rear window. A 5-inch square on the lower corner of the driver's side window. The side windows behind the driver. A 5-inch square located in the center uppermost portion of the windshield for an electronic toll payment device. Do not block or hinder a funeral procession. Vehicles taking part in a funeral procession have the right of way, and if you interfere, obstruct, or interrupt the funeral procession, you are subject to a citation, CVC Section 2817. A funeral procession is led by a traffic officer. All vehicles taking part in the procession have windshield markers to identify them and have their headlights on. Do not operate a vehicle that has a visual or electronic product or device that obscures the reading or recognition of the license plate. Do not alter a license plate in any manner. Things you must do. You must turn on your headlights 30 minutes after sunset and leave them on until 30 minutes before sunrise. You must dim your lights to low beams within 500 feet of a vehicle coming toward you or within 300 feet of a vehicle you are following. Chapter 23, Administrative. Financial Responsibility. The California Compulsory Financial Responsibility Law requires every driver and every owner of a motor vehicle to maintain financial responsibility, liability coverage, at all times. There are 4 forms of financial responsibility. A motor vehicle liability insurance policy. A deposit of $35,000 with DMV. A surety bond for $35,000 obtained from a company licensed to do business in California. A DMV-issued self-insurance certificate. You must possess evidence of financial responsibility whenever you drive, and show it to a peace officer after a traffic stop or collision when asked to do so. You may have to pay a fine or have your vehicle impounded if you do not comply with this law. Insurance requirements. The law states that you must be financially responsible for your actions whenever you drive and for all the motor vehicles you own. Most drivers choose to have a liability insurance policy as proof of financial responsibility. If you have a collision not covered by your insurance, or you do not have insurance, your DL will be suspended. If the driver is not identified, the owner of the motor vehicle involved in a collision will have their DL suspended. The minimum amount your insurance asterisk must cover per collision is $15,000 for a single death or injury, $30,000 for death or injury to more than one person, $5,000 for property damage. Call 1-800-927-HELP before you purchase insurance to confirm that your agent, broker, and insurer are licensed by the California Department of Insurance. If you are visiting California or have just moved here, be aware that not all out-of-state insurance companies are authorized to do business in California. Before you drive here, ask your insurance company if you are covered in case of a collision. If you have a collision in California, all three of the following conditions must be met to avoid the suspension of your driving privilege. 1. Your liability policy must provide bodily injury and property damage coverage which equals or exceeds the required limits stated in this section. 2. Your insurance company must file a power of attorney allowing DMV to act as its agent for legal service in California. 3. You must insure the vehicle before you come to California. You cannot renew the out-of-state policy once the vehicle is registered in California. Collisions on your record. DMV retains information on every collision reported to DMV by law enforcement, unless the reporting officer states another person was at fault. You or another party involved in the collision, if any one person has over $1,000 in damage, or if anyone is injured or dies. It does not matter who caused the collision, DMV must keep this record. Collisions, insurance, and minors. If you are under 18 years old, your parents or guardians must sign your DL application and assume financial responsibility for your driving. When you reach age 18, your parents' or guardians' liability automatically ends. If you are involved in a collision, your parents or guardians may be liable for civil damages and you may also be fined. Exception: your parents or guardians can have your DL cancelled at any time while you are a minor. Getting a ticket. If you are stopped by a peace officer and cited for a traffic law violation, you sign a promise to appear in traffic court. When you go to court, you may plead guilty or not guilty, or you may forfeit pay the citation fine. Paying the fine is the same as a guilty plea. If you ignore the traffic ticket and do not keep your promise to appear in court, the failure to appear FTA goes on your driver record. Even a single FTA can cause DMV to suspend your DL. To end the suspension, you must clear all FTAs with the court and pay a DL reissue fee of $55. Legislation effective June 27, 2017, no longer allows courts to notify DMV if you fail to pay a fine, FTP. Failing to pay a fine will no longer result in the suspension of your DL. To get more information, visit the DMV website at dmv.ca.gov. Each time you are convicted of a moving traffic law violation, the court notifies DMV and the conviction is placed on your DL record. Convictions reported by other states are also added to your driver record. Evading a peace officer. Any person, while operating a motor vehicle, who willfully flees or attempts to evade a peace officer performing their duties is guilty of a misdemeanor punishable by imprisonment in a county jail for not more than 1 year, CVC Section 2800.1. If a person is convicted of causing serious bodily injury during the course of a police pursuit, CVC Section 2800.3, they are subject to imprisonment in a state prison for 3, 5, or 7 years or in a county jail for not more than 1 year. A fine that is not less than $2,000 or more than $10,000. Both a fine and imprisonment. When a person is convicted of manslaughter resulting from evading police during a pursuit, they are subject to imprisonment in a state prison for a minimum of 4 to 10 years, CVC Section 2800.3b. Points on the driver record. Your traffic convictions and collisions stay on your record for 36 months, or longer, depending on the type of conviction. The Negligent Operator Treatment System (NOTS) is based on negligent operator points and consists of a computer-generated series of warning letters and progressive sanctions against the driving privilege. You may be considered a negligent operator when your driving record shows one of the following point count totals: 4 points in 12 months, 6 points in 24 months, 8 points in 36 months, Note, the point count may vary for commercial drivers. For detailed point count information, refer to the California Commercial Driver Handbook, DL-650. Traffic violator school convictions. When a non-commercial driver is cited for a one-point traffic violation, the judge may offer the driver the opportunity to attend a traffic violator school once in any 18-month period to have the citation masked from their driving record. Completion of the course is reported electronically to the court by the school. However, the student will receive a completion receipt from the school. Note, when a commercial driver is cited in a non-commercial vehicle, the driver may be eligible to attend traffic school. Refer to DMV's website for further information at dmv.ca.gov. Suspension or revocation. If you get too many negligent driver points, DMV will place you on probation for 1 year, which includes a 6-month suspension, or revoke your driving privilege. Refer to the topics included in the administrative section on pages 108 to 114. Your suspension or revocation order informs you of your right to a hearing. At the end of the suspension or revocation period, you may apply for a new DL and must show proof of financial responsibility. DMV will revoke your DL if you are convicted of a hit-and-run or reckless driving that resulted in injury. Note, courts have the authority to suspend a person's DL. Record confidentiality. Most information in your DL record is available to the public. Your residence address may only be viewed by authorized agencies. Your mailing address, if different from your residence, is less restricted. Records on the physical or mental condition of a driver remain confidential. You may obtain a copy of your driving record at any DMV field office for a fee with valid ID. Vandalism, graffiti, all ages. California law allows the courts to suspend the DL for up to 2 years of a person convicted of engaging in vandalism, including graffiti. If you are convicted and do not have a DL, the courts can delay the issuance of your DL for up to 3 years from the date you are legally eligible to drive. Speed contests, reckless driving. A person convicted of driving recklessly or engaging in a speed contest which causes bodily injury to another person is subject to imprisonment. A fine. Both a fine and imprisonment, CVC section 23104A. Possessing firearms. The court will suspend or revoke the driving privilege of any minor convicted of possessing a concealable weapon or live ammunition. Impose DL sanctions for minors convicted of misdemeanors involving firearms. Vehicle registration requirements. The following is a brief summary of California's vehicle registration requirements. To obtain detailed information, visit dmv.ca.gov. California vehicles. When you purchase a new or used vehicle from a licensed California dealer, the dealer collects use tax fees to register and title the vehicle. The use tax is forwarded to California Department of Tax and Fee Administration, CDTFA. The transfer and registration fees and documents are submitted to DMV, which gives you temporary operating authority. Usually within 6 to 8 weeks after the purchase date, you will receive a registration card, license plates, stickers, and a California certificate of title, as appropriate. If the dealer participates in the Business Partner Automation (BPA) program, the dealer or their registration service will process DMV documents and issue the registration card, license plates, and stickers to the customer. If you obtain or purchase a vehicle from a private party, you must transfer the ownership within 10 days. Submit the following to DMV. A properly endorsed and completed California Certificate of Title or Application for Duplicate or Paperless Title, Reg 227, form. Smog certification, if required. Use tax payment, if required. Vehicle, vessel transfer and reassignment form, Reg 262, if applicable. Appropriate vehicle registration fees. When you sell or transfer a vehicle, report it to DMV within 5 days. You can complete the Notice of Transfer and Release of Liability, Reg 138, form online, download and mail the completed form, or call DMV at 1-800-777-0133 to request the form be mailed. Out-of-state vehicles. Vehicles registered in another state or foreign country must be registered in California within 20 days after you become a resident or get a job. Refer to page 3 for information regarding additional residency criteria. Note, if you are a California resident and acquire a new vehicle, truck, or motorcycle, this includes certain diesel-powered vehicles, from another state, ensure that it meets California smog laws. Otherwise, it might not qualify to be registered here. DMV cannot accept an application to register the vehicle in California when the vehicle does not qualify for registration. CHSC Sections 43150-43156. Non-resident military personnel and their spouses may operate their vehicles in California with their valid home state license plates or until the plates issued from the state of their last assigned duty station expire. They may renew the registration in their home state before it expires or register the vehicle in California. The items needed to register any out-of-state vehicle are: completed and signed application for title or registration, Reg 343 form. Verification of the vehicle completed by DMV, law enforcement agent, or an auto club employee. Out-of-state title and/or last issued out-of-state registration card, if the title is not submitted. Smog certification, if required. Weight certificate for commercial vehicles only. Appropriate vehicle registration fees and use tax, if applicable. Completed odometer mileage disclosure statement, if applicable. If the vehicle is purchased from a dealer enrolled in the BPA program, the documentation may be submitted by the dealer to DMV. Vehicle theft prevention tips. Here are some tips you can use to help avoid becoming the victim of vehicle theft. Never leave your vehicle running and unattended, even to dash into a store. The keys in the ignition. Keys inside a locked garage or a hide-a-key box. Valuables, such as purses, laptops, etc., in plain view, even if your vehicle is locked, place them out of sight. Personal ID documents, such as the vehicle title or credit cards in the vehicle. Always roll up your windows and lock your vehicle even if it is parked in front of your house. Park in high traffic, well-lit areas whenever possible. Immediately report a stolen vehicle to local law enforcement. Suggestions. Install a mechanical device that locks the steering wheel, column, or brakes. Think about purchasing a vehicle theft tracking security system, especially if you own one of the frequently stolen model vehicles. When you must leave your key with a valet, attendant, or mechanic, only leave the ignition key. Copy your license plate and vehicle information on a card, and keep that information with you and not in the car. The police will need this information if your vehicle is stolen.